That white sheet is only cut to the pulp. So we go to page 126 now. The six types of visaya pavati. So visaya pavati means the presentation of sense objects at the six sense doors. There are six types of visaya pavati. Two at the five sense door and two at the mind door. Now, the first one, we call api mahanta ramana. Now, api means very. Mahanta means great. So, five sense objects with very great intensity, causing a very long cognitive series of consciousness to arise. So, when you go number three, mahanta, you drop the api. So, that means just fairly great. Ramana means sense object. So Mahanta Ramana means five sense objects with great intensity, that means fairly great intensity, causing a long cognitive series of consciousness to arise, but not as long as the first one. Number three is Paricca Ramana. Five sense objects with slight intensity. So prajna means slight intensity, causing a short cognitive series of consciousness to arise. Number four, api prajna. So that means very slight intensity. So this sense object will cause no cognitive series to arise. Now for the mind door, we have three types of presentation of sense object. One, rupa ramana. Clear presentation of sense object. That means the sense object appears very clearly. And two, rupa ramana, obscure presentation of sense object. So the sense object is not clear, it is obscure. So we have six types of presentation. Now, rupa and rupa. So Vichi Chitta means the chitta that participates in the Vichi. So Vimutra, you already see Vimutri means this. So Vichi Vimutri means Vichi means consciousness. So if you go to the page 127 there, the 19 chitta, namely, you can read, the two Upekha Sampurana chitta. Eight Mahavipasa chittas and nine Mahasapavipasa chittas are not involved in the cognitive series while they are performing research function, like continuum function, or depth function. So they are known as Vichi Vimutti chittas, that is, the number of Vichi 3 consciousness is 19. So, now if we ask you, how many Vimutti chittas are there? So you can say they are 19. What are they? So these 19 we have already seen in this Pakenaga section. Now these 19 chittas that perform the Vipanthi Govinda and Chitti function. So you get the name here. So these 19 chittas, while they perform these three functions, we say they are dwara vimutti. Dwara vimutti. These two arise in the dwara, in the sense door. So if they don't arise in the sense door, they don't participate in cognition. And so we say they are vichi vimutti chitta. Vichi three chitta. These 19. Okay? Now let's read the second paragraph. At the above 19 chittas, the two upikha sandhirana chittas are involved in the cognitive series when they perform the investigating function or the registering function. And the eight mahavipaka chittas pick up in the cognitive series when they perform the registering function. So the 10 chittas must be included in counting Vichi Chitta. There is only the name Mahakata. We thought that data. Totally from the cognitive series. The total number of YouTube sequels is 80. It's 80. And so, though we say the YouTube 3 sequel is 19, though you say that, you know the two OPEC has some DNA. They can function the investigating function and also the discerning function. When they perform this function, they are involved in all the six, in all the six tensors. So they take part in the reaching. The same thing with Mahavipassa. It also performs the registering function. So when you do the register function, it arises in all the six tensors, participating in cognition. So this same chitta must be included among the reiki chitta. So, which chitta always be from cognition process? So only this nine, the nine mahikata vipaka that we see always free from the ball. So they also are free from cognitive process. So what is the number of Vichitaka? So you see 89 minus this 9, so you get 80. That is for the tenth year. Now for the tenth year, the number of Vichitaka is 80. And the number of Vichitaka is, you should say 90. No, the Vichitaka is 90. Okay? Should be okay. Now let's go to the next. No? So three types of identical chitta. Please read again. The life of a living being begins with a reader consciousness that is Patisthanti chitta. After the dissolution of this consciousness, knowing that chitta, that is life continuum, arise and dissolve continuously till it performing the function of life continuum. The last going that chitta is known as its consciousness, Sukhi Chaita, because it performs its function. So we illustrate it roughly in this chart, actually. So our life or our existence begins with the Patisthanti Chaita. And then Bhavanga Chaita will follow it. Till at the end, you will get the Chutti Chitta. Remember, all these three types of chitta, they are the result of one karma. The one karma that conditions your new existence, your present existence. You see? So, if I told you, the karma is corresponding to the first Mahavipala Chitta, then the resulting consciousness. Then the resulting consciousness would be the first Mahavipaka chitta. Okay? So that karma will keep on producing this resulting consciousness throughout your lifespan. So the first resulting chitta, we say it performs Patisthanti function. Patisthanti repeat function, so you call it Patisthanti chitta or repeat consciousness. And the next, that resultant consciousness, they perform the Bhavanga function, so you call them Bhavanga chitta, that is life continuum. And the last one, so after that, the person dies, so we say it performs the death function. It's a chuti, kecha. So we call it death consciousness. So the chitta will arise in this way in our existence. They will keep on arising. So when the chitta stream is cut off, you are finished. You are finished well. Because your karma is exhausted. It is just like you are the battery watch. So long the battery has energy, it will drive the Arahant. So the Arahant will go and go down, down and down. But when the battery is exhausted, stop. So the same thing. When the karma is exhausted, no more resulting chaser. So you die in this existence. So these three types of chaser, since they are the resultant of the same karma, they are identical. No, they are identical. The same Mahavipaka chaser. So the chaser seeker associated with that chaser will be the same. No, will be the same. So we continue with that in the next paragraph. For a living being, these three chaitas, namely the Bodhisandhi chaita, Karinga chaita, and the Chukhi chaita, are the same in jati. But, so when we say they are the same in jati, no, this is according to the jati, we classify in four ways. So they all belong to the Vipaka chaita. No, that means they are the same in jati. And the same in concomitance, so they will have the same, no, associated chaita seekers. And in the sense of their victory, for normal human beings, one of the eight Mahavipaka chaita functions as Patisandhi chaita, Paringa chaita, and Chuti chaita. These three chaitas are identical in a person because they are the resultants of the same karma associated with a Kusala chaita. If the Kusala chaita is Sovamanasa Sahakatam, Jnana Sambayutam, Asankarigama Kusala chaita, then Sovamanasa Sahakatam, Jnana Sambayutam, Asankarika Mahavipaka chaita, will function as Patisandhi chaita, Bohinga chaita, and Chuti chaita. So, no, I say this chaita will do the work. Now, the sense object that these three types of chaitas, no, take is the Marana Sanana Meta, which appears just before death in the immediate past life. The Nimitta is the form of karma, sign of karma, or sign of destiny. These phenomena will be explained further below. So in the next topic, we explain that. So you get the topic is Marana Sanna Nimitta. Well, if you are familiar with Sampali, you know Marana means death. No, marana, jara marana, this should be familiar to you. Jara is aging, and marana means death. So marana is death. Asana means near. So near death, no, near death. Namita means the sign, no, the near death sign. Now, in the present life, we are reading again, please read. In the present life, a person will be alive as long as the Kusala Karma, Vosandhi, which has given him rebirth in this life. So, so long that Karma keeps on supporting him, that is, keep on producing Paringa, Chaita, life continuum as Karma resultant. Just before the supporting Karma fades out, you know, of the many Kusala Karmas and Akusala Karmas, which compete with one another to have the chance of bearing karma resultant. One karma will emerge as the winner. The successful karma may appear in the life continuum, that is the mind of the person, as karma object. When this happens, the person may recollect the good or bad action which he has performed in the past in connection with the successful karma. The moral or immoral consciousness experienced at that particular moment arises now as a fresh consciousness. In other words, it is a recurring of the consciousness which one has experienced in performing the action. Well, to make you understand, I will explain it. Now, how many karma are in our mental stream? So, no? So why we are studying the Dhamma? Every moment, no? We are having billions of Kusala Karma. So these Kusala Karma are stored in our mental stream. No? I tell you, no? When one chitta dissolves, no? It transmits all these karmic properties to the next arising chitta. So when the next chitta dissolves again, those karmic properties are transmitted to the next arising chitta. So though the chittas dissolve, arise and dissolve, chittas dissolve, arise and dissolve, arise and dissolve, these karmic properties remain in the mental stream. No, even at death. So we say, no, at death, this is your last chitta, chuti chitta. Soon after this chuti chitta, the next, no, existence, the rebirth consciousness of the next existence will arise there. No cut, no break up in the mental stream. So all the karma properties of this existence will pass over to the Patisanti chitta of the next existence. So we have arisen for many past existences. So in those past existences, we might have accumulated billions and billions of both wholesome karma and unwholesome karma. So all those karma, they also are in our mental stream. No? And the number of wholesome and unwholesome karma that you perform in this existence are also innumerable. So you can imagine, there are many, many billions of karma in your mental stream. So all these karma, they are waiting for the chance to bear result. So when you come to the time of near death, so that karma that supports you existence is about to be exhausted. No? Its energy is about exhausted. Now that is the time when all these karma, they will compete. Oh, I try to get the chance, we try to get the chance. So you will see one karma will be successful. No? One karma will be at least successful among them. So that karma, which is successful means it will have the chance to condition the next life. No? It will produce its effect as the next existence. So that karma will appear in your mind though. No? Will appear in your mind though. So in this existence, when about to die, so imagine at that time. No, so one karma that will produce your next existence will appear in your mind though. So no karma, we say, is volition. No? So that means the same type of volition. When you perform that karma, will now appear in the mind though. And because of that volition, activate, you will have the same type of chitta. When you perform that meritorious deed. For example, now you are performing meritorious deed, by learning Abhidhamma. So now you are getting so many billions of this karma. Now, when you are about to die, this karma, mind of this karma, is going to bear result. So it appears in your mind, and you remember, I remember Dr. Mons lecture in Sudanja. So you get, just like the chitta you are arising in you now, will arise at that time. So you remember about the time that you perform that action. So that we call it the karma, karma object. The karma object arising in your mind though. Now you can read the next one. The last paragraph of page 128. At times, it may be is finding a symbol associated with a successful karma that appears at one of the sense doors. It may be one of the five visible objects, the you through one of the five doors as a present object, or the you through the mind door as a past object. This past or present object associated with a successful karma is called karma nimitta or sign of karma. So sometimes when we say that karma object appears in your mind. Now that kama, chetana, is not very distinct. Now, well, you may see the visible objects or the audible objects when you perform that kama. So we say if the kama now you are doing is going to bear result, then you will see this class. No, in your in your deathbed, you might say. So at that time you will see all these people smiling and mistrusting hanging and doesn't know what is doing. So this will be your sign of karma, we say. Now it's a karma that you pay so much, say to the big Buddha, the great Buddha below, bears result. So you will see that Buddha statue, statue. So you will see the back. So if you are your karma offering flowers to the Buddha, bear result. So you will see the flowers and the Buddha statue there. Well, if the karma that you kill a fish, will bear result. So at that time you will see the fish that with a knife you cut it in two, and the knife is smeared with blood, and the fish, the two half, is moving like that. So then you will see that. So, okay, that will be karma nimitta. Karma nimitta, the sign of karma. So that sign of karma can be the present sign, or it can be the past sign. So the present sign may be, still you are listening to the Dhamma. So you are absorbing the Dhamma, so you die. So that means this karma, with listening to the Dhamma song, voice, so they will appear in you at that time. That is the present object. But usually if the karma is done in the past, so those, the scenes, the objects, the sound associated with that karma will be the past one. So the first, the first sense object can appear in the mind door. So they would appear in the mind door. So that is the second form of the sign that appears, that appears in you. We call it karma namitta, or the sign of karma. Now, please look at the middle of the page. At times, again, we say, at the middle of that page, at times, some symbol of the place in which he is to be reborn according to the successful karma may appear at the mind door. For example, celestial beings or celestial mansions, etc., may appear to the dying person if he is to be reborn in one of the celestial abodes. Or miserable people in hell or hell harms, etc., may appear to him if he is to be reborn in hell. These objects related to the place of rebirth are known as the Patinamita, sign of destiny. So there is a third form of the Nimamita, Maranatana Namita, the near-death sign. The near-death sign cannot be in you. So that sign is connected with the place where you are going to be reborn. So if you are going to be reborn in celestial births, so you will see celestial names, the deva, and celestial mention. So you may be smiling at that time before you die. Now, if you are going to hell, so you will see those hell hounds, those hell people, the torturing the people there, and you will see the molten iron pot or something like that. So when you saw that, you may be scared before you die. But anyway, that is your Patinamita. We call it Patinamita, or sign of destiny. So you may, hear about cases of people who have gone through near death. So they say, they are roaming. They roaming about Kuala Lumpur, saying that rich quarters, poor quarters. So some say, he's roaming there. Just like one of my friends, he was interested in hunting. So he went out with his friends, in hunting, and he said he hit the two-barrel gun. So they used the two-barrel gun for hunting. So he looked at it, the cricket looked at it, and the jeep they are driving is going up the mountain, and at that time it tumbled. No, so this car tumbled. So when the car smashed, this he was holding it. So actually he pulled the trigger incidentally. So all those, so the two barrel. So many, the pedal, yes. So through how his body. So that was happened about 200 miles from Yangon. So he was taken to the local hospital. That the doctors there say you better treat to Yangon. So they took him to the general hospital in Yangon. So he was unconscious for 3 days, unconscious. Because almost dead. So he said during that time, while he was unconscious, he said, the ghost, the painters, so they are shouting with one another. They said, oh, we are going to kill, and this man, we will eat them. So they come, they say, so terrible at that time. So he said, he was scared at that time, but he remembered the paritta, the Buddha's paritta. So in this unconsciousness, he said he recited that. So they were driven away. So and then they were much again, he said. Then he kept on reciting that, so they were away. So he had to fight with them all the time he was doing the 3 days. And also he said, he imagined he was roaming Yangon. So to some very beautiful houses there, so on, so on. So he would like to get into the house. But he keep on, the going, and some poor quarters. So if you enter the rich man's house, you may be, reborn there. But if you go to the poor people's house, you may be reborn there. But finally, he didn't enter to anyone. And finally, he gained his consciousness. So such thing can happen. So you can see that would be the sign of karma, not the sign of destiny. Now see many things and you come back. Okay. So soon after the appearance of one of the signs, so this sign will always appear according to Abhidhamma. You might say, now what happens to a man who was shot dead instantly? Would there be no chance for this Namita to appear? Yes, it has the chance to appear. Because the chitta is very fast. The chitta is very fast. So it always has time to appear. So normally, soon after the appearance of this near-death sign, the person died. So the person died. So you are reborn in a new existence. So if you are reborn in celestial books, you'll be reborn as a four. No? As a four, growing up deva. No, growing up deva. We call all patika, the rebirth. Or if you again conceived as a human being, so you will be conceived in the mother's womb with this chitta, the new existence. You have to begin with patisanti chitta. So according to the Abhidhamma, it's just for your general interest, I think you will be interested. How we take the new existence according to this karma theory. Now you know, at the time of near death, of the many karmas, they will compete with one another. And the one, usually, which you perform near death, because of its proximity, it may have the chance. Or there may be some karma that is very weighty, we say, just like the jhana. Now if you have the jhana, they will have the priority to bear result. So anyone, so if you don't have any of these, any of karma can have the chance, So when that karma have the chance, then you die from this existence. So when you die from this existence, instantly according to the Abhidhamma, there's no interim existence. You go to the new existence. You may become a Peter, a Rupu ghost, roaming here and there, around here. But that is your new existence. No, new existence, not the interim existence. No, not like the idea, like the Hindus, they say, they have the soul. So when this body died, the soul came out from the body, so it roamed about for 7 days. Only then it would go. No, it's not that one. No, it's not that one. So the next, no? So when you are conceived in your mother's womb, now we say the ovum of the mother, and that is sterilized by the sperm of the father. So we call it the zygote, no? The zygote, the fertilized ovum. Now that serves as the base. Now this serves as the base. No, so this person will be conceived here, but he conceived with the peak sun feature. So now those are just material base. No chitta in that material base, in this fertilized ovum. No chitta is a secret. Just not support, we say, material support it gives you. So the person is conceived here. So when he is conceived, the Patishandhi Chaitra will arise here, accompanied by this, the concomitant, that is Chaitra and Chaitra Seeker, and also Kamaja Rupa. Now, Kamaja Rupa. Now, as soon as the Patishandhi Chaitra arises, Kamaja Rupa also arises. Now, that Kamaja Rupa supplies the Hatiyavachu. Now, supplies the Hatiyavachu that the Chaitra will depend on. No, you need that Hadyavatu. So we say the Kamaja Rupa and the Patishandhi Chaitra, they arise together. So they arise in that ovum there. So that means that ovum is now. No, you have life. You have life. So when you have Patishandhi Chaitra and Chaitra Seeker, and together with the Kamaja Rupa, you have five khandas. No, you have already known that you have the five khandas. So that's the beginning of the new existence. So you may start like the the medical people say, with one cell. So that cell divides into two. Two becomes four. Four becomes eight. So this is the material part. And we also have in abhidhamma. No, you have multiplication of cell. Two, eight. No, you go there. But you need that chitta and jiva seeker. And all the karmic properties. So to be you, who is distinct from all other people. You are different from all other people because your karma and all the other qualities that associate with your karma is different from all other people. So if we are created by the same creator, we should all look the same. We should all look the same. So there should not be anyone who is, they are invalid for the whole life. They are very poor without anything to eat. And they are deformed, so they should not be. Otherwise, it would be very unjustified. So you might say. So the karma, the karma conditions every one of us. So since we have different karma, we look different, and we have different attitude, our ability are different, our interests would be different. So you know now. Okay. We better go with the with the wiki now. So we go to page 130 now. There we described three types of Bhavanga chaitas. Now, you know Bhavanga chaitas now, no? So when you are born, after you are born, so this Bhavanga chaita will keep arising in you to keep you alive. To keep your life for this whole existence. Now, what is the sense object taken by Patishandhi Chaitra, Bhavanga Chaitra, and Chuti Chaitra? So, what would be the sense object? Well, that your rebirth consciousness will take when you are conceived in your mother's womb. See, at that time, no eye, no ear, no organs yet. No? So you have only the chitta and the seekers and the kamja rupa there. No? So what would be the sense object? Now the chitta cannot arise without the sense object, I also explained to you. So they take that near-death sign. No? So the near-death sign would be the object taken by the Sandhi chitta. Now when the Sandhi chitta dissolves, the Bhavanga chitta arises, it retakes that sign again. So when this going achita dissolve and the next one arise, it brings that, you know, the previous sign again. Because Balinga Chaita is the mind of, they can take the past sign. No, though your near death sign, no, appears and dissolves. But it can retake that. It can retake that, the mind of. So all these Chaita, including the Chuti Chaita, they take the same sign, the near death sign. Okay? So your Balinga Chaita will be taking the near-death sign. So that is the past sign that belongs to the past existence. So you are not aware of it. Most of us will not be aware of it. So in meditation, you can be aware of this. When you have very good concentration, you can be aware of this. Now, when the Baringa creatures keep arising in you, no, it will be arising and dissolving very, very rapidly according to Chitta Niyama, we say. No, Chitta Niyama, the law of the Chitta, no, according to their law. So, in one snap of the hand, there will be 1,000 billion Chittas arise and dissolve. This Baringa Chitta, right? So, you can imagine, they are arising and dissolving very fast. Just going like that. Now when that Baringa Chaita arises in you, not like when you are asleep or you are, when you are not aware of anything. So actually you are not aware of anything. When Baringa Chaita arises in you, you are not aware because you do not know the sense object taken by the Chaita. You are not aware of anything. Now, the sense object appears in the eye donor. So you should be aware of this present object. You should be aware of the present object so that we can communicate, as the need may be. So if it's a tiger there, you have to run. So if it's a goat, you have to grab for it. So you have to know the present sense object. Now imagine, the visible object appears in the eye. Now it appears in the eye. You have to know this. But how can you know it now? So the question is, remember, only one chitta can arise at a time. So long this Baringa chitta keep arising, you cannot know this sense object. You cannot know it. So what would you have to do? You have to cut off the Baringa stream, the stream of Baringa. So it is arising very rapidly, going like that. I want to know this object. This Baringa stream, you please cut off. So it must be cut off. But when a man is running very fast, he comes in front of you, you tell him, okay, stop. Can he stop immediately? He cannot stop because he's running so fast. The marathon runner. So at least it would take about 20 steps before he could stop. So the same thing with the Baringa stream. It is arising very rapidly. So when the sense object arises, that is a signal for it. Now you better stop, you better cut off. So though the signal comes to ask him to stop, the Baringa stream cannot cut off just like that. You cannot do that. So you need at least two more Baringa chitta must arise before you get cut off. The Baringa stream. So that means they have a very good break. So in just two chitta, it stopped. So these two chitta are not normal compared to the stream of Baringa chitta. So these Baringa chitta, they can arise very leisurely because the karma is making them to arise. They don't have to exert any effort for their arising. They are resultant chitta. They arise just by the property of the karma. So that means they can arise without any effort, very leisurely, very leisurely. So this Baringa stream, they are arising very peacefully, you can imagine like that. Now, when you say, you cut off, you cut off. So you have two moral, you see. So that two moral anger has some role now. No, it has some job to do now. Now we have to cut off the Baringa stream. No, and we have to take the new sense object. So it must not let out the old object that is the death sign that is taking. It has to let it go. And it has to take the new sense object. So there's some worry in it. So it seems to be to vibrate a little bit, we say. So we call them, the vibrating Baringa. So we get that in the book. So I think we can read the second last paragraph of page 130. The second last paragraph of page 130. Now we can go. These two Baringa cheaters, in trying to give away the old Marana Channa nature and take the new sense objects, vibrate somewhat from their normal situation. So they are known as vibrating like continuum. So we call them Baringa Chalana. Chalana means vibrating. No, Baringa is like continuum. But as the Baringa frame is arrested or cut off after the second Baringa Chalana, this chitta is renamed as Baringu Pachida. So Upachida. No, it is actually a combination of Baringa and Upachida. Upachida means cut off. No, Upachida means cut off. So you say it is a Baringa chitta that is cut off. So you give the new name, Baringu Pachida. No, Baringu Pachida. Now, these two vibrating Baringa chitta, one is given as Baringa Chalana, and the next is given the name Baringu Pachida. Okay, you get now. Now let's go with the next paragraph again. Now the five physical sense objects do not appear or become distinct at the sense doors as soon as they are in contact with the sense door. Even the object of very great intensity that we have named Atimahanta Ramana takes one conscious moment, Chittakana, to develop itself into prominence so as to appear at the sense door. So one Baringa chitta must pass from the time of contact of the sense object with the sense door to the time the object appears at the door. This chitta is called Atita Baringa, the past like continuum. So again, I think you will need a little explanation again. So, just now we say there are four types of presentation of the sense object to the five doors. No? So we have just finished that. So in the case Atimahantaramana, if you are not familiar with that, you can go back. So it is on the first one we take this now, on page 126. No, on page 126, that number one there. We see Atimahantaramana. No, you see that? That is, Atimahantaramana means the sense object with very great intensity. No, very great intensity. Now, even such sense object with very great intensity strikes your eye. So when it comes and strikes your eye, we see it arises in the eye door. The sense object arises in the eye door. So it comes in contact with the eye. No, so as soon as that sense object comes in contact with the eye door, it is not distinct yet. No, so it does not appear as a full sense object yet. So you have to wait at least for one chittakana. One chittakana? What is one chittakana? One consciousness movement. That is the lifespan of one chitta. So at least you have to wait for one chittakana for this sense object to develop, to be distinct. So we understand in Gantry. No? Okay. So the same thing, we say here, the Buddha said, when the sense object very great intensity, even it strikes the eye, it will not be visible or distinct immediately. So you have to wait. Now, at least one consciousness moment, he said. Now, for this sense object to develop itself, to become distinct. Okay? You understand that now. Now, remember, there's one chitta-khana. Now, for the time, the sense object strikes the eye till the sense object becomes distinct. So, you had one chitta-khana pass by. Not the time, one chitta-khana pass by. From the time the sense object strikes the eye to the time it becomes distinct. No? Distinct in the eye. So during that one chitta-khana, one bhavinga chitta will arise and dissolve. No? So we call that bhavinga chitta as atita bhavinga, the past bhavinga. So there are three types of bhavinga chitta. No? So we can go to the paragraph in the middle of page 131. No, in the middle paragraph there. Thus we have three kinds of bhavinga chitta. One, atita bhavinga. Those bhavinga chittas which pass by from the time the sense object strikes the sense door to the time the object appears at the door. Two, bhavinga chalana, vibrating bhavinga, which arises when the sense object appears at the door. Three, bhavingu pakshida, arresting bhavinga, that follows bhavinga chalana. After this, the bhavinga stream is cut off and vichitita starts arising. So, again we illustrate this in this chart. So this chart is called Chakhu Dwara Ati Mahanta Ramana Viti. Viti is the cognitive series. Cognitive series that arises in the eye door. When Ati Mahanta Ramana, when the sense object of great intensity strikes the eye door. So before the coming of the sense object, you'll be having only bhavinga chitta, right? When you are not aware of any sense object, you'll be having only the bhavinga stream all the time. Now you have, so this represents the bhavinga stream there. Now at this chitta, this is also bhavinga chitta. Bhavinga chitta, which we shall name him the atita bhavinga. So it is also bhavinga chitta. So this, the lifespan of this chitta lasts for three khana, we say, three short instants. So these three circles, they represent the three short instants of a chitta. So don't forget what we say in the morning. The lifespan of a chitta is equal to three small instants, we call khana. Or this three small instant is equal to one chitta-khana, one consciousness movement. So this represents the three, short instant. So the first one would be the genetic instant, we call it upada. And the next one would be the existing instant, that is triti, we call it. And the last one would be the dissolving instant, so we call it benga. Upada, Chiti, Benga. So when this chitta arises, that means at upada means why it arises. The sense object of very great intensity strikes the eye. The sense object of very great intensity strikes the eye. So we say here we get at upada the sense object strikes the eye. So this sense object will become distinct only after one chitta-khana, right? So, it strikes here, But it will appear here. That means it becomes distinct after one chittakana, one consciousness movement. So, no? You get it now? So, you call this bhavinga chaita, atita bhavinga, because it is the one, no, that passed by during the time. No, the sense object strikes here, and before, no, it becomes apparent or distinct in the mind though. So it strikes here and it becomes distinct here. So one bhavinga chaita passed by during that time. That bhavinga chaita, you call it atita bhavinga. Atita means past. No, the past bhavinga. That's all. The past bhavinga. Now, the sense becomes distinct at this point. So as soon as the sense object becomes distinct, so you have to be aware of this. To be aware of this, you must cut the bhavinga streak. It cannot be cut off immediately. You must allow for two conscious movements. So during the two conscious movements, two bhavinga chaita, no, these are also bhavinga chaita, will arise and dissolve. So we say they vibrate, no, from their normal situation. So we call them bhavinga vibrating, no, vibrating. Like continuum. In Pali, we call bhavinga chalana. Chalana means vibrating. No, vibrating bhavinga. And the second one, because the bhavinga stream will be cut off, no, at this point. So we call it bhavingu. So it should be you here. No, bhavingu pachita. So you have already seen the three bhavinga. So you can see the three types of bhavingas, no, with respect to the arising and of the sense object in the eye door. Okay, so far. Is that okay? Yes. Then, remember, these are all bhavinga chaita. So, atita, bhavinga, bhavinga chalana, bhavingu pachita. They are all bhavinga chaita. So, as bhavinga chaita, they will take the past, no, the past object. That is the near-death object. They all take the same near-death object. So you do not know anything during that time. Now, the cognitive process will begin from this point. Because the bhavinga stream is cut off now, you can begin the cognitive process. So when you begin, you do the same process. The same process. So what would you get? No, you will get pancha dvara vachana, chakru vinyana, sampadechana, Sandirana, Uttadana, Javana, and the Dalamana. The same thing. No, you do the same thing. So, Pancha Dvara Vachana, no, will advert the mental stream towards the sense object. And Chakru Vinyana will observe, no, the sense object. And after it observes, it dissolves. So, it passed, no, the sense object to the next. We call it sambhatichana, receiving consciousness. And after that, it passes to samtirana, that makes the investigation whether the object is beautiful or good or bad. Then it passes the information to the next, we call vachana. So manodvara vachana, no, will perform this vachana, the making the decision. So after making the decision, you have the javana. So you can see here the javana arises seven times. No, that is the time when we enjoy the sense object, no, the taste of the sense object. At that time you become aware of the sense object and you enjoy, no, seeing it or, no, hearing it, or you are tasting it or whatever, you are enjoying. So and you enjoy with seven chaitas, no, so, no, you enjoy with seven chaitas. So after that, the two the dhalamana, not the dhalamana. So two the dhalamana, chaita. So after that, the two the dhalamana, not the dhalamana. So two the dhalamana, chaita, follows the javana. They continue to enjoy the sense object again. Now, after the second the dhalamana, again we get three circles here, representing Upada, Titi and Benga. So, now at the Benga, that means at the dissolving moment of the second Dalamana, the second Dalamana, now the sense object also dissolves. The sense object destroys the idol here.
No, it dissolves here. Why? Because it's like its lifespan of 17 chaitanya is over now. So you can count the number of chaitanya from here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So the lifespan is over. So when we say the sense object dissolve, since no sense object in your eye there now, so bhavanga chaitanya, no, will flow on again. So it is one nitya. So when the sense object appears in the eye, so a cognitive series will arise here, no, and then it dissolves. So we give the description here. So we can read, no, that the bottom paragraph of page 131. So it is the occurrence of Atimahanta Ramana Uti. So now if you read this, as I have already explained to you, you will understand now clearly. So let's see whether you do that. Okay. When a visible object of very great intensity strikes the eye door, Atimahanta Ramana Uti arises. The cognitive series may be represented by the following symbol. So the symbol we use on page 132. You see there, Bhavanga, Atita, Bhavanga, Bhavanga, Tina, Ja, Pa, Ja, Sam, Na, Wo. And then Ja, 7 times, and the two, Ta, Ja. So they are the same thing like here. We use the same symbol. So you can use any symbol you like, just to note, the chitta that arises there. So the same, the same procedure is given here. Now we give you the explanation there. Now the first symbol, that ga, that represent bhavanga chaitanya. Bhavanga, so we say here, it is the bhavanga or life continuum. At first, there is a stream of bhavanga chaitanya, life continuum. The small circles represent three small instants that make up a chaitanya. So you know that. Now you go to the next, T. T represents atita bhavanga, the first bhavanga. At the arising instant of this chaitanya, the visible object and the chakhu-prasada arise simultaneously. This is the arising instant, upada, of the rupa-ramana visible object. So we say that the visible object strikes the eye at this point. No? So when we say strikes the eye, it strikes the chakhu-prasada. No? Chakhu-prasada represents the eye door. Now again here, no, the chakhu-prasada is produced by kama at every short instant. So here you are having, no, the chakhu-prasada arising every short moment. It's arising and then its lifespan is over, it's dissolving. So it is arising and dissolving there. So when the sense object strikes, no, the eye, we say, there are billions of chakhu-prasada there. Now, which chakhu-prasada the sense object will strike? No, there's a question here. So it is just, the automatic choice. No, automatic choice. It always strikes the chakhu-prasada. This is also arising. So, no, at that point, both the sense object and the chakhu-prasada arise together today. So only when they arise together, no, the chakhu-prasada would not depend on that, the ready, no, the visible on that chakhu-prasada, no, till to this moment. No? So at this moment, both the sense object and the chakhu-prasada, they have lasted for 17, conscious moment, so they will dissolve together. So they arise together and they dissolve together. So that should be the way. No? So here, that's what we say here. No? In the T, no? At the arising instant of the chaitanya, the visible object and the chakhu-prasada arise simultaneously. So that means the visible object strikes the chakhu-prasada at that point. So both of them arise at that time. Now you go to Na. Na is bhavanga chalana, vibrating like continuum. At the arising instant of this chaitanya, rupa ramana, that means the visible object, appears or becomes distinct at the chakhu prasada, the eye door. know that Ati Mahantaramana takes one Chaitakana for its full development of the Upada. So we say, now when the sense object is of very great intensity, it will become distinct after one consciousness moment, no? After one consciousness moment from the time it strikes the eye drop. So you have only one tea here, because, no? During that one tea, it becomes distinct. Okay? Now, we go to that. Baringu Pachida, a resting like continuum. Baringa stream is cut off after the dissolution of this chaita, so we call it Baringu Pachida. Now, you begin the cognitive process now. So you begin with Pancha Dwara Vachana, the five door adverting consciousness. It is always the first chaita in the cognitive series, of Pancha Dwara Vachana. It adverts or directs the consciousness stream towards the sense door, towards the sense object. Now the next one is Chakhu Vinyana, eye consciousness. It sees the visible object, it makes the sense impression and transmits the impression to the next consciousness before it dissolves. So the next one is Sambadichana, receiving consciousness. It receives the visible object together with the sense impression and release them to the next consciousness. So the next one is Santirana, investigating consciousness. It investigates the object and the impression. Vatthakana, Manodvara Vachana will do the function. So it is the next one is Santirana, investigating consciousness. It investigates the object and the impression. Vatthakana, Manodvara Vachana will do the function. So it is the determining consciousness, you call it. It determines whether the object is good or bad. Then comes the jhana. No, you call it impulsive consciousness, enjoying the taste of the sense object. No, we call them impulsive consciousness because they seem to arise with great force. No, to enjoy the sense object. So, no, they arise with great impulse. So you call them the impulsive, the consciousness. So they enjoy the taste of the sense object. One of the 29 karma jhavana chaitas, as conditioned by manasikara and vatthapana, arises mostly 7 times. That is, it runs for 7 conscious moments. So when this, the vatthapana makes the decision, so actually manasikara, that is present in this vatthapana, makes the reflection and the decision. Now we say wise reflection will give rise to kusala chaita. So kusala chaita will arise as jhavana. Unwise reflection will give rise to akusala chaita. So in that case, akusala, one of the akusala chaita will perform as the jhavana. So in the jhavana, you have kusala dhamma or akusala dhamma. Because I told you yesterday, you can remember the 55 jhavana chaitas by that phrase. You remember that phrase? Any one of you? Kuku kari phala. Kuku kari phala. So the jhavana chaitas are of these 4 kinds. And kriya, kriya chaita arise only in arahat. Kriya chaita will arise only in arahat, not in us. And phala will arise only in noble person. So kriyasala will not arise in you, at me. So only either kusala or akusala, so will arise. So the kusala or akusala chaita arise at the jhavana. That's at the time we are having the kusala kama and akusala kama. Okay? So the next one is da. Da is the da lambana. That is stirring consciousness. It immediately follows jhavana and runs for 2 conscious moments, enjoying the taste of the sense object also. Now at the dissolving instant of the second Tadalambana chaita, the visible object and the chakra prasada These are all together because the lifespan of sentient conscious man is now complete. Then you go to the Bhavanga life continuum. Since the visible object no longer exists, the cognitive series ends and the consciousness chain sinks into life continuum, that is subconsciousness. So, you know, when we, the Bhavanga chitta should be flowing very peacefully, we say. It seems the intensity is low. Now, when you come to Atita Bhavanga, Bhavanga Pachida, Bhavanga Pachida, Bhavanga Chalana, and Bhavanga Pachida. So, you have, you know, a little motive there. So, it vibrates and it has to cut up. So, we say it becomes a little active, a little higher. Now, the Viti Chaitas will go there, so the momentum is going up, the intensity is going up. Actually, the seventh jhana, now the intensity should be going up like this. It should go up to here. No? So, the seventh jhana should be the tallest. It should be like that. Then, now after that, you have two, the Dalamana, and then you get Bhavanga. So, when you come to Bhavanga, so the intensity becomes low again. So, we usually say, when the Bhavanga stream, or the Chaitra stream, sinks to Bhavanga, that life continuum. So, it sinks to, that means it falls to the life continuum. Well, this is a Viti. No, we have seen one Viti now. So, if you are master of this Viti, then you are master of the rest. So, it's all right now with this Viti? Okay, if you understand it, then we can go. Now, please take note of the last two lines there, on page 133 there. The Atik Mahanta Ramana Viti is also known as the Dalamana Vara Viti, as it terminates with the Dalamana Chaita. So you can see, it terminates with the Dalamana Chaita, so we also call it the Dalamana Vara Viti. So, you call, no? This is for Ati Mahanta Ramana Viti. Then we shall go to the next one. On page 134, we call that the occurrence of Mahanta Ramana Viti. So, no? Of the four types of representation of sense object, we are taking the second type now. No, we take the second type, okay? Now, when a visible object of fairly great intensity, so, this time, the intensity is not as great as Atik Mahanta. No, it is fairly great, we say. Now, fairly great intensity strikes the eye door. Two Mahanta Ramana Vichis may arise. The cognitive series may be represented as follows. So, no, this Vichi is the same as here. But, there's one difference now. Well, we say here, in the Atik Mahanta, when the sense object of great intensity strikes the eye door, the Chakupasada, it becomes distinct after one Chaitakana, after one conscious moment. Now, in this case, no, the sense object is of fairly great intensity. That means it is not as intense as Atik Mahanta. So, senses is a little weaker. It takes a little longer time to develop to distinction. So it will take, instead of one, two Chaitakana, no, to develop itself to become distinct. So, no, one, two Chaitakana, two Atita Bhavanga Chaita must pass by before it becomes distinct. Okay? So there is a difference now. So instead of one T, you get two T's now. No, because it is weaker, and you have to develop for two conscious moments to become distinct. So as soon as, from the time it becomes distinct, the same chitta will go on. The same process will go on. So, after two T, you get nada, pacha, sam, nas, go, seven jhana, the same thing. But, what the trouble now is, you cannot have two tatalamana anymore. No, because you have two T here. No, there you have two T. So now, you have only one Chaitakana remains, no, before the sense object dissolves. No, so, you cannot have the two Dhalamana, no? So, there's only one consciousness moment is now left. So when the Dhyanamana usually arises two times, it always arises two times. So it cannot arise two times. No, it becomes cross, it becomes angry, and it won't arise anymore. So here in this case, you don't have the Dhyanamana. So you look here, now please look at your book. You have two T there, TT and na da pa cha sam na. No, where? What's happening? And seven jamana, just like there. But you don't have the Dhyanamana anymore. But that sense object will last for one more Chitakana. So we put in one Bohinga there. Since the Dhyanamana cannot arise, Bohinga will shut in. So you put in that Bohinga and you close. And you put in the closed, no, the inverted comma. So that means at that time the sense object will dissolve. No, will dissolve. So after that, what will happen? Bohinga Chitta will go on. So, no, for that we have the explanation below. No, for A, the explanation below. So we can read. In the first Mahanta Ramana Viti, the sense object and the Chakku Basada, the eyeball, arrived together at the arising instant of the first Atita Bohinga. The sense object takes two consciousness moments, so you have two T, for its full development, and it becomes distinct at the mind door at the arising instant of Bohinga Chalana, that is N-A, Na. So just at that time it becomes distinct. So you go just as before. So we can read on. Then the life continuum doing that vibrates for two conscious moments, so you get nada, and become arrested or cut off at the dissolving instant of Bohinga Pachida. Then the cognitive series proceeds as follows. So the syndrome, Panchadora Vachana, will do the advati, and then Chakubhiyana, the eye consciousness, will see the sense object. Then you go to the Sambhakichana, the receiving consciousness, and then Sanjirana, investigating the sense object. Then Vipavana, determines the sense object, whether good or bad. Then Jhavana, the impulsive consciousness, one of 29 Kama Jhavana Chaita, will arise to enjoy the taste of the sense object. So far at that point, 16 conscious moments have elapsed since the genesis of the sense object at the eye door, and only one conscious moment is left before the object dissolves. So to the Dhyanamana Chitta, the registering consciousness can no longer arise. The Dhyanamana arises only in Atit Mahanta Ramana. So you can also make it as a rule. The Dhyanamana arises only in Atit Mahanta Ramana, that is when the sense object is only very great, you will get the Dhyanamana. Now, one Bohinga Chitta arises instead. And the sense object and the Chakku Basada, which have arisen together, dissolve together at the dissolving instant of that Bohinga Chitta. After that, life continuum flows on as usual. So, you get and you understand, I hope. No? Any difficulty? So, now there can be another case, they say. Now if the visible object, we say fairly great intensity, it is still weaker than this first one, then you will need more time for its development. So in this case, three atita bohinga will pass by before it becomes distinct. So for that we get the second Mahanta Ramana Viti. So in the second VT, you can see there are three T. Three T, and then Nada, Pacha, Samna, Ro, seven Jamana arises just as above. The same thing. So at this time, the visible object will dissolve at that moment. At that place, the visible object will dissolve. Yes, the last Ja, at the seventh Jamana. So at that time, sending moment has elapsed by. So the visible object will dissolve at that point. So these two, the cognitive series, they end with Jhavana Chaita. They terminate with Jhavana Chaita. So we shall call them Jhavana Vara Ruchi. Jhavana Vara Ruchi. So I get that on page 136. We get that on page 136. There are two Mahanta Ramana Ruchi, which end or terminate with Jhavana Chitta. So they are known as Jhavana Vara Ruchi. Okay? Now, let's go to the number three, the occurrence of Paritta Ramana Ruchi. So Paritta means slight, of slight intensity. When a visible object of slight intensity strikes the idol, Paritta Ramana Ruchi arises. The cognitive series may be represented as follows. So you always begin with the teeth. Because at that arising moment of the first atida boinga, the sense object will strike the idol. So always that you start it as a T. Now, since this object is there of slight intensity, it becomes distinct only after full consciousness moment. So you have 4 T. So before you in the Mahanta, you get 2 T and 3 T. Now we begin to 40. So, you have 4 atita boinga. So after the 4 atita boinga pass by, the visible object becomes distinct. So when it becomes distinct, we see the boinga chitta will vibrate twice and become arrested or cut off. So that is nada. No nada. Boinga chalana, boingu pachita. The same as before. Then, when the boinga string is cut off, the Ruchi process will begin. So you begin with Pancha Dwara Vachana again. Nupa will send the Pancha Dwara Vachana, and then Chakku Vinyana, and Sambadichana, Santirana. So the same process. Up to Santirana and Vittapana. So up to the first Vittapana. Now you have the same process there. Now what you have to consider is up to the first Vittapana. How many moments have passed by now? So you can count the number of chitta there. 40, and then nada, pacha, samna, bro. How many you got? 11. So, if 11 moments have passed by, how many conscious moments is now left, for the visible object? So 17 minus 11, you get 6 conscious moments. So you cannot have the 7 jhavanas now, because the sense object is would last only for 6 consciousness moment. And again here, the rule is, the jhavana chitta in normal situation, they always arise 7 times. So now it cannot arise 7 times, so again it becomes crossed, angry, and it will not arise at all. So when no jhavana arises, we say vittapana occurs 2 more times. Now, in place of the jhavana. So, in place of the jhavana, the vittapana occurs 2 more times, so you get 3 vittapana here. Vo, vo, vo. No, vo, vo, vo means 3 vittapana. So, you can reason like this. Now, the sense object is of very slight intensity. So, when it appears in the eye, it is not distinct. It is not very clearly distinct. Since the object is very slight intensity, maybe the object is a person far away. You are trying to see him among the crowd. Oh, that might be my friend. My friend. Oh, is he not? So you are not very sure whether that person is your friend or not. So it is like that, like that in this case. So you do not know the sense object clearly. So if you do not know the sense object clearly, you cannot enjoy the taste of the sense object. You cannot enjoy the sense object. So jhavana will not arise. No, jhavana is the one that enjoys the sense object. So here, since the sense object is not clear, no jhavana. No enjoyment of the sense object. Now, since it's not clear, you need 2 more vittapana, we say, because vittapana can do 2 functions. It can do 2 functions. That means Avachana means, again retaking, confronting the sense object. So it retakes the sense object, and Vittapana Now it tries to determine whether it's good or bad. So you try to determine the first time, you cannot decide because the subject is not distinct. So you take another time, retake the same subject, and you examine it, try to decide it. Again, you drink more clearly, so you cannot decide again. So another time. So you get more, 3 times. So after 3 times, this should be enough. So no more. So Bhavinga Chitta follow. So finish. So the Bhavinga Chitta follow. So we put in the 4 Bhavinga, to fill up the lifespan of the sense object. So at the 4th Bhavinga, when that 4th Bhavinga dissolve, the sense object also dissolve. So after that you will get more Bhavinga, for that. So for that, you can read the explanation on page 137. Okay, please read it. In the first Paritta Ramana Vichi, the sense object in the Chakru Prasada eyeball arise together at the arising instant of the first Atita Bhavinga. So this is the same writing, with the previous one, the same thing, it always goes like this. Now, we can continue. The sense object takes 4 consciousness moments for its 4 development, and it becomes distinct at the arising instant of Bhavinga Chalana. Now, the life continuum Bhavinga stream vibrates twice and becomes arrested. So, that is represented by Nada. Then, the cognitive series proceeds in the order of Pancha Dara Vachana, Chakru Vinyana, Sambhatechana, Sankirana, and Vatthapana. At this point, 11 consciousness moments have elapsed since the genesis of the sense object, and the object can last for only 6 more conscious moments. In normal situations, the jhana usually occurs for 7 conscious moments, and if there is no enough time, it does not occur at all. In other words, as the object is not distinct and not known precisely, no jhana arises to enjoy the peace of the object. So 2 more vatthapana chaitas arise in place of jhana to determine 2 more times whether the object is good or bad. After that, the conscious stream sinks into life continuum. The sense object and the eye door dissolve at the dissolving instant of the 4th Bhavinga, and life continuum flows on as usual after that. So you can understand now, right? That is, if you know that one, actually it is enough. When you, for example, appear for the examination, we expect you to explain just one, just this one, then we'll be satisfied. But here we say that there can be 6 viti. So you please look at the second, the B, on page 136. So in the second, the series now, the sense object becomes weaker. It is weaker in this case. So instead of 40, you will get 50. No, it becomes distinct only after 5 Atita Bhavinga pass by. So after that, you get the same process, Nada, Pata, Samna, 3 Vatthavana, the same thing. So after 3 Vatthavana, you need to put only 3 Bhavinga. So at the end of the 3 Bhavinga, the same subject was dissolved. Now when you go down to the first Vitti, the same subject becomes weaker again. So you have, how many T now? 6 T now. So if you had 1 more T in front, you have to cut up 1 Bhavinga at the rear. So after Vatthapana, you have only 2 more Bhavinga now. So you go down. So now when you come to the E at the bottom one, you get how many T there? 8 T. And you have 3 Vatthapana. So it terminates with the 3rd Vatthapana. Now you go to the next, to the F. So here you get 90, and you have to stop with the 2 Vatthapana. Only 2 Vatthapana can arise here. Is that so? Because after the second Ratthabana, the sense object will dissolve. No, the sense object will dissolve. So, sir, after the sense object dissolve, you have only Ohinga Chitta, Ohinga Singh. So you cannot go further, because there must be at least two Ratthabana. Not to take the place of Jhana, we say. So you cannot go further. So these six Viti belong to Pratyaramana Viti. No, they all belong to the Pratyaramana Viti. So since the sense object can be of various intensity, so we say whatever the intensity. Now if they fall into this category, we call them Pratyaramana Viti. Okay, now. No? So, in this Viti, you actually do not know the sense object precisely. You don't know the sense object precisely. Now, so, we give you the second paragraph of page 138. Maybe we have that word here. The number of Vatthapana Chitta cannot be reduced further, as there must be at least two Vatthapana Chittas in functioning the place of Jhana. No, I'm reading the second paragraph of page 138. So there are six Pratyaramana Viti which all end with Vatthapana. They are known as Vatthapana Vara Viti because they terminate with Vatthapana. So though some of them terminate with Bhavinga Chaita, we don't count the Bhavinga Chaita, or we don't regard Bhavinga Chaita as belonging to the cognitive series. So Bhavinga Chaita is not counted. So we say all these six Viti, they terminate with Vatthapana. Since they terminate with Vatthapana, we call them Vatthapana Vara Viti. No, these six Viti are known as Vatthapana Vara Viti. Now we can go on reading. As there are no Jhana in these Viti, there is no enjoyment of the face of the sense object. The object is not known precisely. It seems to be known very roughly. These Viti occur in babies. Though the Kupasava is weak, so even when the sense object is of great intensity, its appearance is not distinct. So young baby, they do not recognize their father, their mother, because they don't see clearly, they don't see precisely. So we say even the sense objects are very distinct and of great intensity, but their chakkhu-prasada is weak, so the appearance is not distinct. So they cannot see, so they have only this type of Viti in them. So we go to number four, the occurrence of Ati Pratyaramana Viti. Now Ati Pratyaramana means very, very slight intensity. So in this case, we just look at the Viti at the bottom of page 138. So you have here 20. No, you have 20. So in the Pratyaramana, we start with the 90, right? So that means this sense object must be weaker than Pratyaramana. So you have to wait at least for the 20 to pass by before the object becomes distinct. Now, after the 20, you have only Nana. Now, Nana means Bhavinga Chalana, Bhavinga Chalana. You have only vibrating Bhavinga. Now, and the Bhavinga stream is not covered. So you don't get Nana. It is just Nana, just vibrating. No cover. And since the Bhavinga stream does not cover, no Viti Chaita arises. So only Bhavinga Chaita arises of that. Too vibrating. So you don't know at all. So just to fill in the procedure, we write up to six Viti here. So in the next in the first Viti, after the two Bhavinga Chalana, you have to add the five Bhavinga. Because at the fifth Bhavinga, the sense object will dissolve at that point. Now when you go to the next Viti, you increase the number of T in turn one by one. And you cut off Bhavinga at the rear one by one. So at the sixth, you have only two Nana. Only two Bhavinga Chalana. So you should not cut further. you should lick the tuna. So also we have these six witches here. So these six witches, now they don't have any cognitive teachers here. Now, so we call them on page 140, now the next paragraph, on page 140, the second paragraph. The object is not known at all as no witches teachers arise, because these witches are deprived of witches teachers. No, they are deprived of witches teachers. They are known as Mogavara witches, meaning futile cognitive series. So we finish with the eyebrow now. So the sense presentation will be of four types in the eyebrow. So for the four types now, you have those witches now. How many witches we have seen now? So you look at the next topic. 75 Panchadwara witches. Now in the process of cognition at the eyebrow that we have already discussed, there are one the Dalamana Vara Vichi for Atik Mahanta Ramana, this one. Then for Atik Mahanta Ramana, you have only one Vichi which terminates with the Dalamana, so we call it one the Dalamana Vara Vichi. And the second one, number two, for we have two Javana Vara Vichi for Mahanta Ramana, okay? And number three, six Vatthapana Vara that terminates with Vatthapana. Now in the case of the Paritha Ramana. And number four, six Mogavara witches for Atik Paritha Ramana. So altogether, how many? Altogether, there are 15 witches at the eyebrow. Similarly, there are 15 witches each at the ear door, at the nose door, at the tongue door, and at the body door. There's the total number of Panchadwara witches, what amount to? 75. Now, in writing the witty form and explaining the forms for Iyado, Sota, Vinyana, so should be inserted in place of Taku Vinyana. And Sam and Sota Pasada should replace the visible object and Taku Pasada respectively. So, we write you only for Taku Dwara Witi. So, if you write for Sota Dwara Witi, you can write the same way. So, when the sound strikes the ear, your ear door, so the same type of witchy will arise. If the sound is of very great intensity, so the witchy would be like this. So, how would you write them? You will get Bhringa, and then Atita, Bhringa, Bhringa, Jalana, Bhringu, Pachita, the same way. Tamcha, Dwaragana will be the same. Instead of Chakhu Vinyana, you just put here Sota Vinyana. That's the only thing you have to change in this witty form. But you should know it is not the sense object. It is time you say the sound of very great intensity. Now they strike the ear door, the Sota Pasada. So the sound and the ear door, the Sota Pasada, will arise together at this point, and they will dissolve together at the dissolving moment of the second Dalamana. So this all. So if the smell of very great intensity strike your nostril, the same witchy will arise. So here, instead of visible object, you get the smell. The object is the smell. And the door is the Ganadwara, the nostril. And what would be the chaita that arises? Instead of Taku Vinyana, in this time you had Kana Vinyana. So the same process for this time. Now, the Shimai of a mango fruit, the next topic. So this Atita, Atik Mahanta Ramana Witi is compared to the falling of a mango fruit, they say. Well, this comparison is quite illustrated to understand this witchy better. So, you imagine. A man, he left his house early in the morning. So, he took a long journey by walking. So, after walking the whole morning, so up till noon, he became exhausted now. So, he has drunk all the water he brought with him. So, he's very exhausted and the sun was very hot. So he came to a mango tree. So there are ripe mangoes on the tree there. Since the day has a good shade here, so he rested at the foot of the mango tree. And it is a good breeze at that time. So he was exhausted. With a good breeze, he became drowsy. So he lied down on the roots of the mango tree and fell asleep. So what would be the chaitta arising in him when he was asleep? So bhavanga chaitta. So when the man was asleep, it is similar to the bhavanga chaitta arising here. Now as he was asleep, the white mangoes, white mangoes are here in Malaysia all the time. So because of the breeze, so the mango, the ripe mango swings twice and then it drops to the ground. So it hits the ground. Boom, you get the mango. Boom. So because of that sound, this man is awakened. Now he was awakened. And when he was awakened, he tried to lift his head. He raised his head. So we say, when the mango strikes the ground, giving you the sound, it is the same like the visible object strikes the eyeball. It's the same thing. Now, when the man gets awakened by that, so we say it is like the sense object appears in the eyeball. So it comes to this moment. Now, when he is awakened, he raises his head. So it seems that his head is a little shaking there. So it is similar to the two vibrating bhavanga arising here, bhavanga chalana and bhavanga paccheda. Okay? So he raises his head and he opens his eye now. So when he opens his eye, the sleep is cut off. The sleeping period is cut off. The same thing we say after the bhavanga paccheda, the bhavanga stream is cut off. The bhavanga stream is cut off. Now he opens his eyes and he tries to look around. Oh, what caused the sound? So what caused the sound? You look around. So it is just like panchakara vachana, trying to avert your consciousness towards the sense object. Now as he looked around, he saw the mango. So that seeing the mango is similar to chakku vinyana, seeing the sense object. Right? The same thing. Now he saw the mango, what did he do? He picked it up. Now he picked up the mango that is similar to sambhatichana, receiving the sense object. Now after picking the mango, what would you do? You do it immediately. You have to look around. Now you have to look around, investigate whether it is good or bad, or rotten, or you have worms in there. So you have to investigate. So you need the sambhatichana, like investigating the sense object. Then only you make the decision. Oh, it is good. So it is good to eat. It's right. Oh, it's good. So just like with Chavana making the decision, the sense of it is good. So now you make the decision. Now you are hungry. So you eat. You bite 7 times. And the mango was, it's used up. So the same time you have the 7 jhana enjoying the taste of the sense object. So look at that little mango, so 7 bites, so all the flesh is gone. So only the seed left, so you throw it away. But not after the 7 bites, you still have the remnants of the mango flesh stick to your teeth and your tongue. So what did you do? So you try to collect this remnants with your tongue. So you collect this and it with the saliva, you swallow it twice. You swallow it twice. So we say it is a tūdhadālāmanā, following the jhāvanā and enjoying the taste of the sense object more. So after that, the eating process is finished. So he lies down and fell asleep. So after the tūdhadālāmanā, you get the bhavanga. So it is a falling asleep. Okay, I think we'll take a break now. More than 15 minutes already. So, I used to tell the present Chim, it did not matter. At that time, I stuck. So I always go on, and this time, 2 hours. So, we are climbing the mountain of Abhidhamma, almost at the top now. Almost at the top now. We are pushing the top now, very close. Very close now. So, let's go on. So we come to page 142 now, right? Discussing about the various vichits that can arise in the idols. So we say 15 vichits can arise in the idol. So the same, with the remaining dolls. So the total vichits, that we call pancha-dwara vichits. Pancha-dwara vichits will amount to 75. So we have to make some analysis here on page 142 there. So on page 142, on the third line there, the number of chaitas. No, not that yet. Is that right? So let's begin from page 141, at the bottom there. We have the pancha-dwara vichits. So the chaitas that can arise in these five doors, So what are the chaitas? So we are going to find out. So let's read that. If we examine the pancha-dwara vichits, we shall notice that 7 types of consciousness participate in the vichits. The 7 types of consciousness are pancha-dwara-vachana, pancha vinyana, sampadechana, santirana, uttapana, jagana, and padalamana. So you should take this longest vichit. So in the Atimahanta Ramana, you get up to the 2 padalamana. So it is the longest vichit in the Pancha-dwara vichit. So how many types of vichit takers here? So when you count the Pancha-dwara vichit takers, you omit the Bhavinda chaita. So when the vichit takers starts from Pancha-dwara vachana. So we say here Pancha-dwara vachana 1, and here you get Chakru Vanyana. For Soda Dwara, you will have Sota Vinyana, or Gana Vinyana, Jiva Vinyana, or Kaya Vinyana here. So if you say it in general, we say Pancha Vinyana. So it can be one of the five, right? So Pancha Vinyana, Sambatechana, Santirana, Vuttapana, Javana, and the Dhalamana. So 7 types. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7 types of consciousness arise in the Pancha-dwara vichits. Okay? Now, how many chaitas arise in this longest vichit? How many vichit chaitas? So again, you have to count from here. So you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 chaitas, we say. So that we describe in the next paragraph. The number of chaitas that participate in the longest viti, that is the Ati Mahanta Ramana viti, are Pancha Dwara Vachana 1, Pancha Vinyana, that is eye consciousness, etc. 1, Sampadechana 1, Sandhirana 1, Vatsapana 1, Chavana 7, and the Balamana 2, total 14. You get that. Now the next, let's go on. The total number of chaitas that can participate in the Pancha-dwara vichits are, so for Pancha-dwara vachana chaita, you have only 1. You cannot multiply anymore. Now for the Pancha-vinyana chaita, you will have up to 10 sense impressions. So that means the 5 pairs of the Pancha-vinyana. Chakra Vinyana Dui, Sota Vinyana Dui, Gana Vinyana Dui, Jiva Vinyana Dui, Kaya Vinyana Dui. Thus we are considering for all the five, for all the five doors, sensors. So you have in the Punjabi, you know, up to 10 teachers will arrive. Okay? So you have 10 there. And then Sambhadeshana teacher, you know, there are only 2 Sambhadeshana teacher and 3 Sandhirana teacher, and the Vatsapana teacher is Padmavara Vachana teacher, only one. In the Kama Jarana teacher, no, if you count all the Jarana teacher, it will amount to 29. So for all the retreats we say. So in the Dalamana, you have the 11 the Dalamana teacher. But the 3 Sandhirana has already been counted, so we take the Dhalamana 8, we say, that refers to the 8 Mahavipaka Chaita. So if you add these Chaita, you get 54. And these 54 Chaitas are Dhikama Vajra Chaita. So if we count the Chaitas for a single door, that is for 5 door, if you count just for 1 door, example, I door, we get 2 Chakra Vinyana Chaita instead of 10 Pancha Vinyana Chaita. So the total number of Chaita is 46. If you count only 2 for a single door, so the total number would be 46 as we described here. So that means the same thing happened. So for the order title, you have the 54 Samarajara Chaita participating in this cognitive processes. Then you go to the next topic. The object and the what taken by each Viti Chaita. So please read again. All the Panchadvara Viti Chaitas grasp the present sense object that exists at the sensor. The Pancha Vinyana Chaita are brain by Pancha Vatsu. That is, Chakra Vinyana Chaitas are brain by Chakra Vatsu, Sota Vinyana Chaita by Sota Vatsu, etc. While the Manai Vinyana Chaitas are brain by Hadiya Vatsu. For illustration, all Chakra Dwara Viti Chaitas of Atit Mahanta Ramana grasp the whisper object that appears as either at the arising instant of Buringa Chalana and dissolves at the dissolving instant of the second Dhalamana Chaita. So for this Viti, Atik Mahanda Ramana Viti, all the Chaitas here, the Viti Chaitas, starting from Panchadara Vachana up to the Dhalamana, what is the object that they take? What is the object that they take? So, that sense object that arises at the arising moment of Atita Galanga and that dissolves with the dissolving instant of the second Tadalamala. So, that sense object is called the present visible sense object. So, you now know what is meant by the present visible object. This sense object must exist in the idol. It had to be in the idol. So all these chaita take the present visible object as their object. You get that? So all the chaita, the Viti chaita, they take the present visible object. So if you go to the Sota Dwara Viti, so what will be the object that they take? Again, the present sound object. The Gana Dwara Viti will take the present smell. They always take the present object. So for the object is alright. Now what is the base that this chaita they arise on? So what will be the vatsu? they are depending for the arising. So we already see in the Pakinaka section, we say the Chakra Vinyana will depend on Chakra Vatsu. Sota Vinyana will depend on Sota Vatsu. So the same Vatsu they will take. And for the Manodwara Chaita, so you have Chakra Dwara depending on Chakra Vatsu, Sota Vinyana depending on Sota Vatsu, Gana Vinyana depending on Gana Vatsu, Jiva Vinyana depending on Jiva Vatsu, Kaya Vinyana depending on Kaya Vatsu. how about the rest? So, no? Besides the Pancha, when you're not here, all these teachers, no, we call them Namo Vijnana. You call them Namo Vijnana. So, what would be the base, the physical base, that they depend on? Hadyavatu. So, all these, no, arise in the Hadyavatu. That we already know, no, in the Sapakinaka. Now is, no, the question again. No, now, when you say, Chakku Vijnana depends on the Chakku Prasada that you call the Chakku Vatu. Which Chakku Prasada it would depend on? So, no, it comes to very precise. It wants to know that the precise one which it depends on. So, we have the answer in the next, I think. So, let's read the next paragraph. The two Chakku Vijnana teachers are bound by Chakku Vatu. Chakku Prasada, which has arisen together with the visible object at the arising moment of Atita Bhavanga. So, at the arising moment of Atita Bhavanga. This Vatu, which has the same lifespan as the visible object, is called Majjhima Yuga Vatu. So, Majjhima means medium or middle. No, Ayu means lifespan. Ayu. So these Vatu, which they have the same lifespan as the visible object. No, they have the same lifespan as the visible object. So again, I repeat. No, the visible object strikes the eye base. We say at this moment, right? At the arising moment of the Atita Bhavanga Chaitya, we say, no, the sense object strikes the sense self. No? Oh, why everybody? It seems quiet. No? So there should be no. No? So every time the sense object, they strike the thought. So when we say it strikes the sense self, that means it strikes the prasada rupa. No, the Chakri Prasada, Sota Prasada, Jnana Prasada, they have to strike this Prasada Rupa. So we say, when the sense object, no, they strike the door, we say they arise in the door. That is Uppata, they are arising. No, so. So we say, when at the arising moment of Atita Kavanga, the sense object also, no, they arise. That is the genetic movement of the sense object. And the sense object, no, will strike the Chakku Prasada. So that Chakku Prasada must be also at the state of arising movement. No, because that is the natural choice. No, the natural choice of Darwin. No, Darwin natural choice, you have that. The same thing. There's a Chaitanyana. No, okay. So the sense object and the Chakku Prasada, they arise together at the genetic moment of the Atita Bhavanga Chaitya. Take this, no, that is the permanent. So in every case, this will be always the same. No, the sense object and the Prasada Rupa, they will arise together at the arising moment of Atita Bhavanga. Okay, you get that. Now, this Chakku Prasada is the physical base where the Chakku Vijnana, no, will depend on. Because I already told you, no, the Chakku Prasada arises at the time of contact. So this Chakku Vijnana, the cheetah, it will depend on this Chakku Prasada. So, no, this Chakku Prasada arises together with the sense object. It will dissolve together with the sense object. It has the same lifespan as the sense object. So we call it Majjhima Yuga Vatu. So if you don't get that, look at your book. So Majjhima Yuga Vatu. So no, that means the Prasada Rupa. Vatu is Prasada Rupa. That has the same lifespan as the visible object. No? So. That is all right now. So the same thing, no, the, when you go to the Sota Dwara Viti, again the Sota Vijnana, no, the ear consciousness, it will depend on what vakshu. On the Sota Prasada, that has the same lifespan as the, no, the sound object. Okay? So we call that the Machima Yuka Vachu. No? So, remember they don't depend on the Vachu, which arises earlier than this. No? If the Chakru, there are many Chakru Prasada that arise earlier. Because those, no, earlier arising Vachu, they were dissolved before the sense object dissolved. No? They were dissolved because they arise earlier. Now all these prasada and the sense object, they are material matter. They all have the same lifespan of 70 chaitakana. No? So if they arise earlier, they will dissolve earlier. So the sense object, it does not dissolve yet. So that will be, no, the critical situation. No? Like a monkey, no? You have to cling to the branch of the tree. Now the branch of the tree is cut off. So where is the monkey? He will be drawing, no? He will turn away in the space. So the same thing. So that they don't depend on other water. No, this or this. You get the chakra vinyana. No, it will depend on the chakra prasada where the sense object strikes it, because it arises there. No, it will depend on this. Okay, you get that. So for the pancha vinyana chitta, they always depend on the water, which has the same lifespan as the sense object. Now, what about the other chitta? No, we say the other chitta, they depend on hatiya vachu, right? Not on the chakru prasada or sota prasada. They depend on the hatiya vachu. Which hatiya vachu? So the question is now. Because again, hatiya vachu, there are billions and billions of them, hatiya vachu. They are arising at every short instant. We call kana, in every short instant. Now these hatiya vachu are being produced by karma. So which hatiya vachu would they depend on? So you better read on, I think. No? So you go to the next paragraph. All the remaining pancha dvara viti chetas are mano vijnana chetas. They are individually and respectively burned by the hatiya vachu, which is arising along with the preceding chitta, that is the hatiya vachu, which has lasted for one conscious moment. For example, pancha dvara vachana is burned by hatiya vachu, which has arisen along with the linga chalana. Sambadikshana is burned by the hatiya vachu, which has arisen along with chakru vinyana. So you go on like that. So they depend on hatiya vachu. Which hatiya vachu? We say that hatiya vachu, which has arisen. Now one chittakana alia. One chittakana alia. Now remember, this material base, no material base, like the sota prasada or the material entity, no, they are not strong when they first arises. When they first arise, they are not strong. It takes time for them, no? So to develop themselves. Just like we say, when the visible object strikes the idol, it does not become this thing immediately. So you have to allow time for at least one conscious moment, no, to develop itself to become distinct. So that means, no, this hatiya vachu, the same thing. When hatiya vachu arises, they are not, no, very strong yet. So you have to allow them time for one chittakana to develop it into full strength. So only when it becomes, no, at first time there, the chitta will depend on it. No, the chitta will depend on it. So we say, no, like the pancha dvaravana chitta, will depend on the hatiya vachu that arises, no, at the arising moment of the vingu pachita. You get it? No, that means the hatiya vachu must arise one chittakana alia. Okay? So The Pancha Dwara Vajana will depend on Hadya Vatu, which arrives, you know, together with Karingu Pachida. Now, what would be Hadya Vatu that Sambadichana depends on? Which would be? So we say Sambadichana will depend on Hadya Vatu that arrives together with Chakku Vinyana. And you go on, Sankirana will depend on Hadya Vatu, which arises together with Sampatichana. So that means the Hadyavatu. Now that the Chaitas depends on must last for one Chaitakana. Only then they have the person, so the Chaita will depend on them. So now then you go to the precise answer. So you need this. And also when we come to the Patana. Oh, so in chapter 8 actually, when we have to do the Paticca Samuppada and Patthana. So when we come to the Patthana, we will explain you the Patthana. We have the, when we go Uddesa and Nidesa that you have to recite. We will explain you in detail together with the meaning. So at that time, these are included in that. When the Buddha, he gave the Patthana discourse. So he say, this Chaita had to depend on this. Now this Vatu, give us, support this Chaita to arise. Now by conditioning like this, so it will go like that. So this knowledge is, essential at that time. So now, we finished the Pancha Dwara Vichi now. So we go to Mano Dwara Vichi. So, first you should notice, there are two types of manodvara vichi. Now when we say manodvara, you know it is a mind door. Now when sense objects appear in the mind door, again you must have the cognitive changes, the process, the cognitive series of changes must arise to know the sense object. So these are the case. So first we divide into two classes. Kamarachara. Kanna Sharana Vara Vichi. So, it is the cases, Dara means the cases of the time when Kanna Sharana arises. So, this would be during the time when you are knowing or cognizing the six sense objects in ordinary life, daily life. So, this Vara Vichi will arise. Kanna Sharana Vara Vichi will arise. Now the second one is apana javana vara vichi. So apana javana, you already know that. Now apana means jhana, mega and phala. So that will arise only when you attain the jhana, the mega and the phala. Okay? So we shall consider the first class first. So for that we have the topic on page 135. So we give you that topic again. Kama Charana Manodvara Vichi. There are four types here. So number one, we call Atiyubhaja Ramana Vichi. So since this Vichi dominates with the Dalamana, it is also known as the Dalamana Vara Vichi. Okay? Now, Atiyubhaja means very clear presentation of the sense object. Now we already seen before, we say there are two ways of presentation of sense object in the mind door. Remember? Remember? In the morning I think we did that. So at that time we say the two form is weak Buddha and Avi Buddha. Now weak Buddha means clear presentation. Avi Buddha means obscure presentation. Remember? So here, no, actually, this is done by one of our, the very learned monks in Myanmar. We call him Lady Seara. So he said, in the Manodvara Vichi, we should also have four types. So because he could develop the right concentration, he could observe his status arising and dissolving. So he said, there should be four types like here. Atiyubhaja, very clear presentation. Just like you have Atik Mahanta here. So Atik Mahanta here, so here you have Ati Vibhuta. Ati Vibhuta Ramana Viti. No, when the sense present is very clear. So here, you look at the vichitata. No? We begin with Mata Ma. Right? So, we don't have any T. No? So if you compare this to this viti, we don't have any T. We actually begin from this. Na-ta-ta here. No, for the vital. If the sense appears, the pancha-dvara-vachana will have to confront the sense object. Now you're doing the mind though. So instead of pancha-dvara-vachana, mano-dvara-vachana will do the avachana function. So instead of na-ta-ta, we begin here. Na ta ma. So ma is manodvara vachana. So here the question is, why don't we have the atita dvinga here? No atita dvinga. We begin with dvinga chalana dvingu tachita. So, I give you the explanation here. Now you should know here, the mind door. What is the mind door? So you get lost now. Where's the mind door? So, the mind is not the heart. So, yeah, luckily you still have mind here. You still have mind here. We say, the mind is the nanadvara. Nanadvara, that means the bhavinga chitta, the 19 bhavinga chitta. They serve as the mind. So, we already explained to you, therefore human beings, we shall be born with one of Mahavipaka Chaita, right? In the morning. So that Mahavipaka Chaita will go on, arising in us as Paringa Chaita. So that Paringa stream in us is known as the Mindo. So the Mindo is really the mind. The Paringa Chaita is the mind, not the heart. So, but that is Paringa Chaita. It will depend on Hadyavatthu. That is in the heart. So, the mind world, it will, it exists in the heart. But it is not the heart. It is not the heart. It is the mind. The mind world is the mind. Now, this mind world we see is very powerful. It's very powerful. Since Paringa Chaita serves as the mind of, each Paringa Chaita lasts for only one conscious moment. It lasts just for one conscious moment. So, if we say like here, the sense object strikes the idol, and it will become distinct only after one Chaitakana, we say. Or two Chaitakana, or three Chaitakana, we have seen that. Now, if you do that, after one Chaitakana, that mind will, the Paringa Chaita, dissolve. It will not dissolve, not exist. So, you can do like that. Now, because the mind will is very powerful, as soon as the sense object strikes it, it appears. So, you don't have to wait for development of the sense object. No longer have to wait. Now, so it is the mind. So, you don't need the chemical chain. Remember? Only the physical element can be destroyed. You need the chemical chain. No chemical chain here. The mind is the mind. Nothing to react with that. So, it appears immediately. Right? So, you don't need tea anymore. Very good, no tea. So, sense appears. So, if you start the sense place, now we say when the sense object appears in the door, then the ringa chitta will vibrate two times. Because it has to be cut. But it cannot be cut right away. So, you have to allow time for two ringa chitta. But this ringa chitta is not normal, it vibrates. So, you call it ringa chalana and the ringu takshita. Because from the second point, it is cut off. The Paringa stream is cut off. So when the Paringa stream is cut off, we begin the vichitas here. So you begin with Mano Dvara Vachana instead of Pancha Dvara Vachana. Okay? Manavyaragachana, no? This Manavyaragachana, it can perform the Agachana function, that is functioning, no? Apprehending the sense object, and it also does the Uttapana function, decides whether the sense object is good or bad. So after decision, you go with Jhavana, just like we have here. No? So in the mind there, you begin with Uttapana, then you have the Jhavana, right? Then the Bhavana, the Balamana, no? Where to carry on. So you get only these three types. So the same in this Viti. So you look at the Viti, Na, Na Dhamma. So after making the decision, you have the Jhavana right away. So you don't need this thing. The Sambarishana, Santirana, you don't need that. So here, after Manodvaragachana, you get the seven Jhavana. Now when the sense object is very, very clear, or it has high intensity, you go for Dhalamana. Just like here. Like in the Atik Mahanta, we say you have the two Dhalamana. So here you also have the two Dhalamana. So after the Dhalamana, the process of cognition is finished. No? So you just have the Ringa Chaita. So that is the first, no? The Manodvara Niti. So for Atik Mahanta Ramana, when the sense object is very clear. So if you understand it, then you can read the explanation. Then you can know now. Okay, let's read. We just begin from one. Number one, step one there. When the sense object of very great intensity, the life continuum, where, no? It should rise and becomes arrested. Oh, we already say, no? So the sense object appears in the mind door. When the sense object is a very great intensity, the life continuum vibrates first and becomes arrested. So you have Dhringa Chalana and Dhringa Pachita on the appearance of the sense object at the mind door. Then Manodvara Vachana. Now, adversity consciousness change towards the sense object, observes the object and decides whether it is good or bad. Now after decision, in accordance with the decision, one of the 29 Jhavana Chaitas performs the Jhavana function for seven conscious movements, enjoying the taste of the sense object. Then the two Dhatalamana Chaita follows it, enjoying the taste of the sense object further, such that Ringa Chaitas sink into life continuum. This Viti is known as Atimibhuta Ramana Viti or the Dhalamana Vara Viti, as it terminates with the Dhalamana. So this Viti terminates with Jhavana Chaita, so you call it Jhavana Dwara Viti. Now the Viti form is the same as number one. Now you get Madhamma, seven Jhavana. Now the difference is no Dhalamana anymore. So you have the Dhalamana only when the sense object is very, very distinct or of very great intensity. When you become just very great, no Dhalamana. So that is the second group. Okay? Now for the third type, we call Avibhuta Ramana. That is, the sense object is not distinct, not clear. My presentation is not clear. So you don't know the sense object precisely in this time. Now this, it is similar to Preta Ramana. Now for the fighter, we call it Preta Ramana, right? So if you look at the Viti form, now you get Na Dhamma as a verb. Now, where Jhavana arises now? Now the same explanation as before. Since you don't know the sense object precisely, no enjoyment of the sense pleasure. No, so no Jhavana. When no Jhavana arises, we form Manodvara Vachana arises twice in place of the Jhavana. Remember in our Preta Ramana, we have three words. We say Vatthana, 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 three Vatthana. So in the Pancha Dvara Viti, we write we write Vipassana, no, we use Vipassana. We represent Manodhara, no, Manodhara, Manodhara Vachana, Chitta, no, this Dhara. So you use the will there. But here in the mind process, we don't use Vipassana. We just use Manodhara Vachana. So instead of will here, you have Ma. So all the prima, they stand for Manodhara Vachana. No? So we distinguish the symbol. So they refer to the same figure. So you have three Manodhara Vachana. So you know Manodhara Vachana is apprehending the sense object and making the decision. So you apprehend it and try to decide it. You cannot decide. So you take it again. So three times. So anad. So after that you just get the Varinga Chitta. That means the Vichy candidate. So very short. No, it's similar. You know that our teachers are similar. And very, very short. Now when you go to number four, we go Ati Vibhuta Ramana. No, very obscure. Very obscure. That means the sense object is very slight intensity. So you have only nana. No, Varinga Chalana means just vibrated. No cutting off. So Varinga is saying it's not cut off. So no vijitators arises here. Since no vijitator arise, we call them Nodhara Viti. They divide up the vijitator. So you have two types. Okay? So these are Ikana Javana, Nodhara Viti. So these vijitators arise when the mind object appears in the mind of, like your thought object, your thought appears in the mind, then you will have one of these vichy. Now, we can go to the page 147 now. We call them, we have to analyze. Kama jarana manodhara vichy chitas. That means, what are the chitas? The picks up in the manodhara vichy. Okay? Just like we did before, you have to do now. Now, let's read that. In Manodhara Viti, there are only three types of consciousness, namely Vachana, Jarana, and Dhalamana. So you have to refer back to the first Viti on page 145. So if you go back to page 145 there, if you look at the Nandarang Viti, which is the longest one, which contains the greatest number of vichitata. So in that vichy, how many types of vichitata you have? So na is Manodhara Vachana, Jarana, and Katalamana. Just three types, right? Now what are the number? What is the total number of chitta there? You have only one, seven Jarana, and two Katalamana. Altogether, 10 chitta. Okay? So that we continued on page 137. So 137, let us continue our reading. The number of chitas in the longest Manodhara Viti are Manodhara Vachana Chita, Samabhana Chita, and two Dharalabhana Chita, totally 10 in all. The number of chitas that can participate in Manodhara Viti are 1 Manodhara Vachana and 29 Kama Javana Chaita in the place of Javana and 11 Bada Langana Chaita, totally 31 in all. So let's just finish that. Now there are a second type of Manodhara Viti. Then we call them secondary Manodhara Viti. Now this Viti, they follow the Panchadwara Viti. So we call them secondary Manodhara Viti. You can read the first two paragraphs. Then one of the six sense objects enters the avenue of the mind door directly, we get primary Manodhara Viti as described above. That we have already described. But there are secondary Manodhara Viti, which follows each and every one of the Panchabharabhuti. In a Panchabharabhuti, the sense impression is processed only to the extent to be known roughly whether it is birth or death. The form, the shape, the three features, and the name of the object are not known yet. So, we say, when we have, like the Atik Mahanga Dwara, which is here, when we have one of the Stanka Dwara, which is, you know the sense object just right, roughly. Just as determined by what happened here, whether the sense object is good or bad, you know only the best, only that stage. You can know, oh, it is a good one, oh, it is a bad one, you know up to that. But you don't know the exact feature of the sense object yet. So, we do not know whether it is a man or a woman, or it is a fat one, or a thin lady, or a very attractive one with very catching eyes or something like that. Now you don't know the detail yet. So to know the detail, the manodhara viti must follow. At least you must have a true manodhara viti to follow it. So this manodhara viti, they will take the sense object that dissolve here, you say. You get the linga chaita. So after it's you bring that chaita. So this the dissolved object, we call it the past object now. That past object is taken by manodwara. Manodwara, you know that it can take the past object. So it will take the past object and it passes just like before. Nadana, just like that, to know each aspect of the sense object. So we go, we can continue there on page 138. Thus after a pancha dwara viti, a manodwara viti quickly follows it, retaking the sense object of the pancha dwara viti as a past object. So it retakes it one. Now this past viti takes back that sense object. Then we go to the second viti now. Then the second manodwara viti follows it, observing the new image and the old impression together. So, that means the past object it has taken, so it tries to look the past object and what it has taken, put them together, and they watch it, observe it together. Now we go to the third. Then the third manodwara viti quickly follows again, observing the form and the shape of the sense object. Now, what is the form? Is he new form or new form? What is the shape? So it is slender or fat or something like that. So we take notice of that. Then we go to the fourth. Then the fourth manodwara viti follows again, considering the name associated with the object. Now what is his name? What do you call it? Now if necessary here, many manodwara viti quickly occur in succession, considering the features at the object in detail, and also the time and the place connected with the object he has encountered it before. Sometimes, for most of the time, if you are very familiar with the object, as soon as you see the person, you know his name at the same time. But sometimes, you forget his name. So, you met him before, but you didn't know his name yet. Then you have to think over. You have to think, it takes sometimes a long time. So try to see where I met him before. What would be his name? What did we do at that time? So what did we call that? And what does he, so you have to see his detailed future now. How did he smile? How did he react to me? How did he speak? Something like that. So you have to consider for a long time. Before, during that time, many manodwara vichis will arise. And so only after that, you know the person together with the name. So this process, I think, is quite interesting. Quite interesting. if you can leave. Well, I will explain it to you so you can understand it better. No, so sometimes you need an explanation. You cannot catch it immediately. So this is very similar to taking photographs. No, taking photographs. So they say they will take a photograph of all of us on the last day. So don't fail to come on that day. You are going to take a photograph. So when you take a photograph, now what is the process? No, what is the process there? So you aim the camera to the person. No, you are going to take the photograph. Then you click it. No, you press the button there. Then you hear the click. No, you have the fear. What's that sound? But when you press it, you get, no, you get the click there. What's that sound? We say it is the shutter opening. So normally in the camera, you have to keep the shutter closed. So if the lights would come in, it would destroy your film. So you have to close it. Now only when you press the button, the shutter opens. Just for a moment. If the camera is very good quality, so the time of opening is very short. Now like a Canon camera, they have 1/2000, no? So, of the second. 1/2000 of a second. Just a second. But that would be enough. No, that would be enough. So if you're photographing me, the reflected light are radiating from me all the time. So the light comes there on me, and they are reflected back. So when the camera opens, the shutter opens there. So one group of the reflected light gets into the camera. So the lens, we focus it on the film. So this light, is bundle of light, falls on the film in the camera. So when the light falls there, it starts the camera chain there. It starts the camera chain. So this film is coated with silver nitrate. It is coated with silver nitrate. And silver nitrate is sensitive to light. Now, when the light is reflected from my body, so you have the total reflection from the white surface. But you have only partial reflection from the color surfaces. And from the black surface, no light is reflected at all. So, where the white light, you have the white surface, you have the great this amount of light there. So that light will break silver nitrate in the silver and nitrate. So where you have no light reflected there, no chemical change there at that place. So, after you get that, you say, you have to develop this film. So you take it out from the camera. So first you dip it in hydro, we say. No, I'm a chemist, so I know this process. So you dip it in the hydro. The hydro, dissolves the silver nitrate. So here, the light, no light, falls on that film. So at that place, silver nitrate is not broken. So that silver nitrate will be dissolved by the hydro solution. So, whereas in the white, the white surface there, you have the break in the silver and nitrate. Silver is not dissolved. So the silver will be deposited on the film. So, after you did it in the hydro, so you wash it, and then you fix it, you get the negative. So you call it the negative, you go, where it is white here, you get black there. And what is black here, you get another white here. So you know why it is black there you get the solar motor, and you have no chain there. So you get the negative. So do you know the person by looking at the negative? You don't know yet. No, who is this person? You don't know. No? Sometimes you don't even know whether it is a woman or a man. Because many women, they dress just like the men. You can differentiate. But you can say by looking at this negative, it must be good. It must be a good picture. No, it is very well defined. You know it is good. So you can decide up to that. So this, the pancha dwara viti. Now by this viti, you know only up to that stage. Like you know the negative. You just know whether it is good or bad. And you enjoy it, not by knowing, it is quite good, so you enjoy it. but you don't know the detail yet. So, to know the detail, we say, Manodhyanavichi must pick up this sense object and must investigate it in detail. So the same thing in photography, until you get the negative. Now you make the posture out of it. So when you make the posture, you pass light through the negative. So the light will fall on the photographic paper. So here the light is again reversed. Where you have the black surface there, no light will pass through. So we will have the white, the white here. Where here is a clear film there, many light will pass through it, so it becomes black in the posture. So when you get the posture, it becomes the same as the original one. So when you look at the posture, you can know in detail, who's this? Whether he's fat or he's thin, or how is the eyebrow, or how is the nose, so you know in detail. So you know the person. The same thing. So you take the sense object, which has been dissolved, you can take it back, Manodhyana, and you examine it. So, you need to examine one aspect. Examine one aspect, one. And you consider another aspect and another viti. So many viti will arise here. Many viti will arise here. Now, at this time, how the mind operates is very similar to a computer. Now, at this time, how the mind operates is very similar to a computer. It's similar to a computer now. Because you know the computer, you have inserted the data there. You have inserted many data. For example, here you have 200 people here. So you take the photographs of each one, so you insert the photograph. Now this photograph, his name is so. His address is so. And his job is so and so. So you keep all this file in the computer. Now, when you get, you one day shows you, who is this person? So you ask the computer not to identify this photograph. So you put in the computer. So the computer will match this subject with all the 200 photographs it has recorded there in its memory. So it will match one after one. Now, so when you get to the right one, this is the one, his name is Sir, his telephone number is Sir, so it's a flash. So it seems like the momentary. You just put in, you press the button, it gives the answer. So it is not easy. But the computer has to do all the matching. So at least 200 times, and they have to look up. If you have millions of data, it has to match to look around for millions of data. So the computer has to walk many circles there because it is so fast. You think, it can give the answer immediately. And the mind is faster than a computer. The mind is faster than a computer, remember. Now for a Manodhyanavichi, you just say, it involves only 10 sutra. No, it involves only 10 sutra for a Manodhyanavichi. Now we say, in one snap of the hand, 1,000 billion sutras can arise and dissolve. So you divide the 1,000 billion by the 10 sutras there. Now you get 100 billion meetings in the snap of the hand. So remember, in this snap of the hand, the meeting, 1,000 billion. So one meeting will never sign up. So all the details are there, the memories are there. You record it in your memory stream. So it will match. Who's that? So after getting all this data, they will give you the answer. This is Dr. Nam. So I think it's very interesting. That's the real process of the mind. Now to know each subject. So you have to have the pancha dharaviti and many manodharaviti to know each subject. But that can be done in its kind of the hand. So, people think that they see and hear at the same time. So many people come and ask me, do we see and hear at the same time? So let's say, you don't see and hear at the same time. Because when you are having the seeing consciousness, or the chakkhu dhyana vichi, You don't have the Sota Bhairavichi, you can't have that, the two of them at the same time. But the Chakra Bhairavichi and the Mano Bhairavichi can be completed in a snap of the head. Because during the snap you can have 100 billion Maruti. So you can take over the sound, what is it, what is the piece? So you can investigate all these things in the snap of the hand. So in the snap of the hand, you know all these things. You see, you hear, you smell, you taste, but you don't know the part. So you think you know these things instantaneously. But the process of which must arise there. Okay. So I think it's nice. So you can follow. It's very enjoyable, I think. And what is more wonderful, you can get this experience. Now you can see this, the witty, cognitive series arising and the lower witty arising. Now when you have the right concentration, and there was taught systematically in our International Meditation Center. Don't laugh at that. No, you should not laugh at that. You should admire it. Remember how difficult to do that. No, it needs a genius to do that. No, it needs a genius. No, so, no, I don't find any other teacher who can, who can discover it. It is a rediscovery of the Buddha's teaching. The Buddha, he has seen like this. He has seen like this. But now, this method of meditation seems to be lost. Seems to be lost for many, many years. Nobody knows how to do this. But now we have this teacher. Now who can teach you to analyze, to see the vichitta? Now to see the vichitta, to analyze each chitta in detail. Now, so, it's a miracle. So we should be very happy. We still have this chance now. Now we can meditate under such a master. So you can be sure, if you go along this path, you are walking straight according to the noble path. So you can attain Mecca and Pla. So you can attain Mecca and Pla. So we should be very happy because of this. And now I think you get the answer. Now how can we see this meditator? Like the icons, Chakra Bhairavichi. In the snap of the hand, there are 100 billion Vichi can arise, we say. How can we follow the Chaita? They arise in the middle, how can we follow the Chaita? Now, do you get the answer to that? How can we see that? Because Manodwara can retake the past object. That's the secret. That's the secret. So, the International Meditation Center, after you attain the right concentration, then you have to investigate the chitta, the chitta seeker, the rupa that arise in you. They are the subject of insight meditation. You have to know the subject of meditation. But then knowing that, you cannot do inside meditation. No, you have to see them arising and dissolving to know anicca, dukkha, anatta. Otherwise you won't see. Very clear. So you have to, at this stage, you have to bring up all the ultimate realities that arise in you. So the teacher will ask you, now to see the chitta. So to see the chitta, of course, usually we perform meditation on the physical elements because it is better, it is easier to identify the physical entities first. So if you have finished that, you know the Chakra Prasada. You can see the Chakra Prasada, Sota Prasada, Hadyavati, Manodwara, you can see. At that time, you can see. So only after that, we ask you to find this Vichi Chaita. So if you want to investigate the Chakra Dwara Vichi, so the teacher will ask you now, you focus your attention on the Chakra Prasada, that represents the Chakra Dwara. And also your mind. Your mind is the Linga Chaita that arrives on the heart page. You can see it. You can see it, the Linga Chaita. The Buddha says, Then the citta is pure. It is bright. It is radiant. The same thing, Mahavipassa citta. Now it is pure. Mahavipassa citta, no tabesa in the Mahavipassa citta. So you can see it, like you touch the, in your heart. You can see it. So that is the mind door. So you focus your attention on this two door. Because when a visible object, when we say a visible object strikes the eye door, it strikes the eye door and the mind door simultaneously. It strikes simultaneously. So you take a visible object striking the eye door and the mind door. Then you watch the chitta arising there. So you will see, the atita bhanga bhanga chalana bhangu achita. They are right here, in the mind door. And then chakku vinyana arise in the eye door. So the person is asking me, how do you see this chitta? In what form, in what shape do you see it? So remember, chittas and jivasikas are formless. Formless, shapeless. So you cannot see in any form, something like that. But for these meditators, they know chakku vinyana arises by awareness of the senses. So by this, you see the sense object. So we have the sensation that you see the sense object arises here. So we take it as a chakku vinyana. Then, the others, the pancha dhara vachana, and then the sangatechana, samupirana, and the jharana, the dhalamana, they arise on the heart base. They arise on the heart base, in the heart there. So there you can see Sambhadikshana, more light, receiving the sense object. And Sambhadikshana, investigating it. And Vichyadana, determining it. And Jhana, you are enjoying the taste of the sense object. And the Dalangana, you continue enjoying the taste of the sense object. You know by that time. So, when these chaitra, after the Viti, when we know it is very first. So during the Viti, you cannot see them. But after they dissolve, the mind can take them back. Now can take them back and you can examine it in detail slowly. Just like watching the football match, the world soccer. So you're watching the world soccer, they're playing. Now one side, it is called goal. You didn't know how the ball gets in the goal, so it replays. Slow motion. So when you replay it, you slow motion, you can stop, you can go very slowly at the same time, the same way. When you re-examine it, just like you have taken the video camera, the photograph there, you can examine it as well. So here you can examine slowly, with slow motion. So you can investigate this thing. So by that way, you know this chitta that arises in you. So, it is a good experience, I think. So, some of you are not planning to come now. Well, we'll see how you can do it. Okay then. So, I give you the practical verification. That is what I have talked about here. So now, we can go to the next topic on page 139. We call them apana jharana mana dhara viti. So remember, we have two types of mana dhara viti, dhamma jharana and apana jharana. Now we finished dhamma jharana. We are now taking apana jharana. That means when you develop the jhana, magga and the phala. So here, in the apana jharana, apana jharana, you have 26 jhana chaitas, we say apana jharana chaita, that is 9 mahakata kusala chaita, 9 mahakata karila chaita, and the 8 lokutara chaita. So, the 9 mahakata kusala chaita means the 5 rupavagara kusala chaita, and the 4 rupavagara kusala chaita. And this is the 9 Mahakata Kusala Chaita. So for non-arahat, we can develop this jhana chaita. For arahat, instead of kusala, you will have the 9 mahakata kariya chaita. Okay? So, and the process would be the same. So we'll discuss the five new powers that are generous first. So for that, then we go to the page 150. So there we say, five new powers that are apana viji. So the viji form is different for manda kanya person. Now manda kanya means slow-witted or dull-witted person. And tikha pinya means a quick-witted person. So I have that the meaning in the description below. Now if you examine this viji form now, please examine the first one. So there you say, na dhamma ta u mi go cha. So you should compare this viji to the Manodhara viji we have just discussed on page 145. So you have to turn to page 145 and look at the number 2 viji. No, we look at number 2, not number 1, because we should know that the dhyanamana, can arise only in karma person, they say. The dhyanamana can arise only in karma person. Karma person means those who live in the karma sphere, that is human beings and deva. They cannot arise in the dhyana. So they arise only in the karma person when you are observing karma sense object. When you are observing karma sense object, and when karma jhāvanā is arising. So you need three conditions for the arising of the dhyālamana. So, the karma person, karma sense object, karma jhāvanā chitta. Okay? Now, we are now considering the apanā jhāvanā chitta, not karma jhāvanā chitta. So, we don't have the dhyālamana in this meeting. So it is similar to number 2 viti on page 145. So there you have Nadharma, 7 jhana, right? Nadharma, 7 jhana. Actually, when you are doing meditation, to attain, to develop the jhana, now what would be your viti? You should know that first. Now to develop the rupa vajra jhana, we tell you, you can reflect on the earth casino. So you prepare an earth disc. So you sit in front of the earth disc with wide open eye. You look at the earth disc and you meditate patari. During that time, that would be your routine. Since you are looking with open eyes, that the earth circle is the visible object striking the eyeball. So at that time you will have this Chakrudhara viti, this viti. And at that time, the jhāvanā chitta would be one of the Mahākusala chitta. No, it would be Mahākusala chitta. So, now, as you go on, you close your eyes, and you can see the earth circle. With close eyes, we say. So you continue meditating by looking at that earth circle, but with close eyes, so that it becomes the first object. The first object, you can call it the precept, just panyati, just concept, not karma object anymore, just concept. So that concept will appear only in the mind door. So now you are having mind door process now. So you meditate patali. So during that time, your retreat would be like the retreat on page 135, karma jhāvanā manodhara retreat. Represented by number 2, not number 1, okay? Because the sense object is not the karma object. It is a concept. It is just a concept. It appears in the mind door. So you get that viti, nadhamma, 7 jhana. So this viti will arise in that time. So what would be the jhana chitas again here? It should be the Mahākusala chitas again. Not just the Mahākusala chitta. So which one? If you are meditating joyfully, you could be some minister. So you are meditating with the idea, with the knowledge of karma, so you will be jnana samyutta. So you are honest by meditating, you don't feel drowsy also, so you will be asankharika. Mahākusala chitta will arise there. Now, Now you meditate like that and you develop concentration. Now concentration will go higher and higher. Now if you get to the right concentration, you will attain the first channel. Then at that time you will reach the channel, we say. Now when you get to the channel, so the retreat is best described on page 150. So it becomes this is the channel retreat now. So in this retreat on page 150, you get Nadharma, the same thing as the on page 145. Nadharma is the same thing. But instead of the seven jhanas there, what do you have now? You have Pa-Unu-Gorja. So all these five are jhana chaita. They are the jhana chaita. So in this case, instead of seven jhana chaita, you actually have only five jhana chaita. Okay? And we have the names for this Pa-Unu-Gorja. So the explanation is below. Now we can read this reaching now. Okay? Let's read. When the Patibhaga Namita of Pasina appears at the mind door, now remember, when you come to the jhana, you are looking at the counter sign of the Pasina. So that counter sign in Pali we call Patibhaga Namita. So when this Namita of Pasina appears at the mind door, the light continuum vibrates first and becomes arrested. So that is Nanda, Vrindacharana, Vrindapacheda. Then Manodhara Vachana, at birth through consciousness came, towards the Patibhagana nature, observes and decides the sense object, whether it is birth or birth. So you know this is Manodhara Vachana. So you get to Nanda, now. Then let's continue. Then one of the two, Somanasa Sahakatam, Nana Sambhavitam Maha Kusala Chitta performs the Upachara Samadhi Jhana function four times in the person of slow or dull wisdom, we call Nanda Panya person, under the names of Pa, which stands for Prikama, it means preparation of the Jhana Chitta. And it stands for Upachara, so it means proximity of jhana. It stands for Anugrama, so it means adaptation or connection between Prikama and the jhana. It acts as a bridge, harmonizing the lower chaitas with the higher chaitas. So it is like a ladder. You can climb upward by this chaita, Anugrama. So you can go up to the jhana, so it forms the bridge. Now you go to Gaur. Gaur is Bhadrabhu, we call it Bhadrabhu. So the meaning is the chaita become a language to form the exalted or Mahakata lineage. So I will explain a little bit here. So now, this Pa-Unu Gaur, the four chaitas, they are called what? They are called Upachara Samadhi Jhavana chaitas. Now Upachara Samadhi. I got that right. Upachara Samadhi means neighborhood concentration. No, that means neighborhood. Upachara means neighborhood. Neighborhood means it is close to jhana. No, it's close to jhana. So we call it neighborhood concentration, and we also call it access concentration. Now Upachara Samadhi also means access. So you are at the entrance of the jhana now. You are about to enter, so we call it access. No, access concentration. And the jhana function, four times. So, now this Pa-Unu Gaur, they are called Upachara Samadhi Jhavana Chitta. Now, which chaita perform this, represent these four chaita? Which chaita? We say, one of the two. So many sa-sa-katan, nyana-sambhyutam, the Mahakusala chaita performs the function of these four chitta. Sota Unuko, they are Mahakusala, Nana Sambhuta, Somanasa Chitta. No, they are the Somanasa Chitta. And again, we have to take the Somanasa because the first rana is Somanasa. So, we have to agree in feeling. Since you go to the first rana is Somanasa, so the preceding chitta must also be Somanasa. So while you are taking the meditation, you always have the knowledge there how to control your mind. So we say Nana Samyutta. You have to take the Nana Samyutta. So of the two Mahakusala, Somanasa Saratam, Nana Samyutta Chitta, they perform the function of Prikama, Upachara, Anulama, and Guttrabhu. So when we say Guttrabhu is the chitta, that causes the karma lineage to form the exalted lineage. So you should know that. Now that Guttrabhu is actually Mahakusala chitta. So since Mahakusala chitta belongs to the Kanhavacara chitta, the person is in the karma lineage at that stage. No, at the Guttrabhu, so you are having Mahakusala chitta, that is Kamavacara chitta. So we say the person is in the karma lineage. Now, the Guttrabhu is just like the frontier. So after Guttrabhu, you get to the jhana. So you get the jhana. That jhana is the first Rupavacara jhana. The first Rupavacara jhana. So when the jhana arises, you get this chitta, Rupavacara Kusala, chitta. And that belongs to the Mahakata chitta, that we call the exalted chitta. So we say, now when you get the chitta, you get to the exalted lineage. So Guttrabhu, you got the karma lineage to form the exalted lineage. So we call it Guttrabhu. So after that you get the jhana chitta. And the jhana chitta, when you first attain it, it always arises just once. It always arises just once, and then you get Poringa after that. So you can go on. You can read on page 151. So we know about the Guttrabhu now. Let's go on. These four chittas are known as Upachara Samadhi Jhavanas. In the case of a person of quick or bright wisdom, Tikha Kanya person we call him, the Prikanya is excluded, so we don't need a preparation. So Prikanya is excluded. Now immediately after Guttrabhu, Rupa Vajra Kusala, first jhana chitta, arises just once as Apana Javana. So that jhana chitta is known as Apana Javana. Okay? You get just one. After the dissolution of this first jhana chitta, Maringa stream follows on as usual. So, now when you attain the jhana, so this mutti will arise in you. So it will take just a moment, because very short, So, you are out of the jhana. When you bring your stream comes in, you are out of the jhana. But you know, you have attained the first jhana now. So, since you have attained the first jhana, you can redevelop it. Again and again, you can redevelop it. So, after you are skillful in the first jhana, you can go to the second jhana. So, when you go to the second jhana, you take the same meditation subject, that is the Patibhaga in the meter. We call the counter side. So, again, you look at the counter side, but this time without vijaka. You eliminate vijaka. So, you focus your mind on that counter side. And you meditate battery again. So your concentration will rise, higher. Then you enter the second jhana. So the jhana form is the same. Just like here. So in the jhana here will be Rupavacara, Kusala, second jhana. Chitta will arise. The same thing with the third jhana, the fourth jhana, and the fifth jhana. The root forms will be the same. The same thing. Now, when you come to the fifth jhana, since the fifth jhana is Uttikha Sahagatam, you are the preceding Mahakusala Chitta must also be Upikha Sahagata. So that is, you know, we have that, you know, that niyama, you know, that rule. So you go to number 5 there, on page 151. The fifth Rupa Vachana, Rupa Vachara Apana Ruchi, arises as in one. But instead of one of the two formulas of Sahagatanyana Sandhyutan Mahakusala Chaitas, one of the two Upikha Sahagatan Nyana Sandhyutan Mahakusala Chaita performs the Upachara Samadhi, Jhavana function, four or three times, and Rupa Vajra Kusala, fifth Jhavana Chaita, arises just once to function as Apana Jhavana. So, now this describes how the five Rupa Vajra Jhavana arise in you. So after attaining the five Rupa Vajra Jhavana, you can go higher to a Rupa Vajra Jhavana. How do you go? So, now when you go to higher to a Rupa Vajra Jhavana, we say you have to reflect on the force of Rupa, because you have to abandon Rupa. When no attachment on Rupa. Then after that, you develop a fifth jhana, that would be the base. You redevelop a fifth jhana, you come out of the jhana, now you meditate again. But this time, you don't look at the kasina sign there, because the sign is associated with the kasina, so we neglect it. We neglect it. So, we take the space behind this the counter sign. Now the space, the we call akasa. So we take that akasa and we reflect akasa, 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 you meditate there. So your concentration rises and that kasina, no counter sign will disappear and you will see the space. Then as you go on raising the concentration, when you come to the jhana, then Rupa Vajra Jhana will arise. So the Ruchi at that time will be the same, just the same. So we give them on page 152. So there you say, four Rupa Vajra Apana Ruchi. The Ruchi forms the same. No? So you can now understand. Now these Ruchis are the same in form as Rupa Vajra Apana Ruchi. But Rupa Vajra Jhanas are higher than Rupa Vajra Jhanas in the degree of concentration, tranquility, and sublimity. One has to use the fifth jhana as the base to step higher to a Rupa Vajra Jhana, and also has to concentrate on an object which is not associated with Rupa, since you abandon Rupa. So what do we do? In practice, one has to develop a fifth jhana first, by meditating on the Patibhagana Mitra of the Sita. Then he comes out the aesthetic absorption, ignores the Patibhagana Mitra, which is associated with Rupa, the Sita in this case, and concentrates on the infinite space, Akasa, that exists beyond the Patibhagana Mitra, and meditates Akasa, Akasa. When the subtle attachment to the Patibhagana Mitra is eliminated, the Namita disappears suddenly, unfolding in final space. The meditator meditates on Akasa, Akasa, and when the degree of concentration is right enough, the Apana Ruchi will come into effect. So, we describe the first Ruchi on the next page. Now, when the object of in final space, Akasa, appears at the mind door, but the window stone vibrates twice and becomes arrested, that is called nada. The mind or consciousness, that is Manodhara Vachana, observes the object and decides whether it is good or bad. So that is called na. Then one of the two upikha sahagatam, nyana sambhayujjana hakusala chaita. So you have to take na upikha, because arita jhanas are upikha. So no, not samanas are here. Yeah? So, one of the two, Upikha Sahagatam, Nana Sambhyujan Mahakusala Chaita, functions as Parikama, Upachara, Anilama, and Gautrabhu, in a person of slow wisdom, Nanda Panya, or as Upachara, Anilama, and Gautrabhu, in a person of quick wisdom, Tikha Panya. So what the kapanya you eliminate or you omit prikama. No? Then agasanam chayarana kusala chese arises one as apana javana and bhavinga chese sing into life continuum. So this is the description for the development of the first arupavagrajana. So for the second arupavagrajana, we focus on this akasanam chayarana chitta. That is the new subject of meditation. So it is a chitta, it appears only in the mind door. So here you reflect vinyana, vinyana, vinyana. So when you come to the right concentration, then the form vijit, the form cognitive soul appears with that arupa jhana, that is vinyana chayarana chitta will arise. Is that right? So then the next step, you omit that akasanam chayarana chitta that you are looking at. So you focus your attention on nothingness now. So you reflect nothing, so until you get that akasanam chayarana chitta. Then you focus on that chitta and meditate on it to develop the neva sanyana sanyayarana chitta. So this is the way. Now when you develop the channel, how the chitta arises in you. So you get it, then you can enjoy this jhana. So that is given on page 154. We call jhana samapatti vritti. Now samapatti means attainment. Now the jhana attainment is called samapatti. A person who has attained the rupa vajra jhana may enter the meditative absorption corresponding to that jhana whenever he wishes it. If he practices well, he may attain the aesthetic trance or absorption instantly, and he may in the trance for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, etc., up to 7 days. So we use the word trance here. Now you should know that, though when he is in the absorption there, he is too aware of the sense object. He is totally alert, not like in a trance, when we do the hypnosis. It is not like in the trance when we don't know anything. It is not that state. This time you are fully alert. You know the thing, everything, and very well. Now, we can go on. During this trance, the jhana chitta occurs repeatedly, spontaneously, focusing the attention on the Patibhaga, Namita, or Kasina. So he will not hear any sound, nor know any other sense object during the trance. So, a person who attains all the Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra jhana may enter the meditative absorption corresponding to any jhana, but he must enter the first jhana first. Then he eliminates the vichara and goes to the second jhana. Then you eliminate vichara and enter the third jhana and so on. So there are 9 jhana. If you attain all the 9 jhana, you can enjoy any jhana at any time, we say. But even though you want to enjoy the higher jhana, you must begin from the first jhana. You are always like climbing the stair. You always start from the first step. So otherwise you cannot do it. But if you are very skillful, you can do it in a second. So in a second you can get to any jhana that you like. You can get to. So during the jhana, what will be the vritti? So it is given at the bottom of the page. For Manga Panya, slow wisdom person, you have no Brahma, Pa'u Gojya. Up to that, the same as above. Up to that, the same. But here, the Jhana Chaita does not arise just one. It arises many times, as long as that person remains in absorption. So, if he remains for 7 days in the Jhana place, so the jhana chitta will arise on and on for 7 days. So that's how your chitta arrives. So we say how you are in jhana attainment, that is in jhana bliss. You are having that jhana chitta all the time. So the general jitta is accompanied by very high piti sukha. No piti, joy, sukha, bliss. So you get the great bliss. So you can enjoy it without eating for 7 days. No, so does that mean you can just in the bliss? You don't need any food. So you need food because you worry so much. So you have so much food to eat, no problem. So if you can be in bliss, no food. So that would be nice. So no, that is the way how you do the jhana attainment. So no, after doing the jhana attainment, I think no, we shall leave the abhinya for tomorrow. No, so we stop here anyway. I think we have left anyway. You have stopped a little earlier. So we have advanced to the top now. Now we are already at the top now. Now we know all the Pancha Dwara Vichi, we know now. And we know Mano Dwara Vichi. And we know how the Jhana Chaita arises and how we can enjoy the Jhana bliss. Now so, almost finished. So just a little bit will be left. So we will do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Now let's share merit. We have a question.